This is Carl and Linda Bott. Join us as we broadcast live during the National Finals Rodeo.
Yes, we'll be live from Las Vegas with our morning show of December 6th, 7th, and 8th. We'll be interviewing the leadership of the Professional Rodeo Cowboy Association, stock contractors, and competitors.
We'd like to thank our title sponsor, Redding Rancheria and Wind River Resort and Casino, as we bring these live broadcasts from Las Vegas.
The Redding Rancheria is presenting Native American Night as a kickoff to the 2024 Redding Rodeo. The tribe is grateful for the partnership with the Redding Rodeo Association.
Thank you, Redding Rancheria and Wind River Resort and Casino. And remember, next May 2024 is the Redding Rodeo. Tickets go on sale December 13th at reddingrodeo.com.
Find one-of-a-kind fall decor and more at Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson. Open Wednesday through Saturday, 10 to 6, Sunday, noon to 5, and Monday, 10 to 6. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage has a wide assortment of fall decor, including artificial flowers, leaves and pumpkins, garland and wreaths, mantel swag, and glassware, pillows, and pine cones. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson.
If your roof starts to leak or your floor's really squeaky, live in a money pit.
Money pit.
If your basement needs a pump or your place looks like a dump, live in a money pit.
Money pit.
Pick up the telephone, pick up your home sweet home. I call it 888 Money Pit.
The Money Pit is presented by DAP Spray Texture and Deich Coatings. Now here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And if you've got a project you'd like to get done around your house, you are in exactly the right place because we tackle home improvements every single day and we love helping you get those projects done. So if you've got a DIY project, if you've got a little maintenance project, you got an improvement that you want to plan for the days, the weeks, the months, or even the year ahead, reach out to us with your questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974. Or for the quickest possible response, you can go to moneypit.com/ask and click the blue microphone button. Coming up on today's show, as the days get shorter and the nights get longer, it's a good time to think about adding some security lighting to your home. And this is a job, maybe surprisingly, that you can do yourself. We're going to tell you exactly what you need to know just ahead.
And frozen water pipes are a serious risk during very cold winter weather. We're going to share some super simple and inexpensive ways that you can prevent those pipes from freezing and those massive leaks that for sure do follow.
And have you guys ever felt a chilly draft, like whoosh across on a cold day? Well, it might be coming up from the floor below. We're going to share exactly why that happens and the easiest way to fix it in today's weatherization tip just ahead.
But before that, we're here for you. So if you need some help with a renovation, a repair, or a decor project, reach out because we've got tips, ideas, and inspiration to help you avoid the perspiration when it comes to improving your space.
Reach out to us right now at 1-888-MONEYPIT or go to moneypit.com/ask and click the blue microphone button. Leslie, who's first?
Kate in Minnesota, you've got the Money Pit. What can we do for you today?
I live in a 50s Rambler in Minnesota, and when I moved in, the inspector said that our kitchen plumbing vent had been covered. So this summer, I went up there to uncover it, but the cap came off, and it's still welded across the top. Is there a reason that this would be sealed off like this, and what's the easiest way to uncover that for a DIYer?
Hey, Leslie, I've actually seen this before. When plumbers put systems in, sometimes they do cap it so that they can check the pressure on the whole system. They'll blow air in it and see if they have any leaks. Problem is that this guy forgot to take the cap back off. So in your case, Kate, you could cut off that end of the pipe to basically restore your vent, but I'm not sure where it is. If it's probably up in the attic, you really should extend it through the roof. Now, having said all that, you know, if it's been like this for a long time and you're not seeing like a sluggishness of the drains or hearing any gurgling or anything like that, you know, it's probably working fine. It'll be pulling air from other places in the plumbing system, and you might just want to leave it alone. But if you do decide to cut it, remember you got to extend it up and out through the roof. You'll need a piece of plumbing vent flashing to do that. You got to go on the roof. So it is kind of a potentially treacherous job for a DIYer that's not used to working in that environment.
All right, now we're going to chat with Brandon from Ohio, who just bought a home, first-timer here, and has got a bunch of questions, as I'm sure you do. What can we help you with?
Hi, well, thanks for taking my call. I am calling because the home has a little bit of a mold issue in a little room where the furnace is. And basically, it looks like, I don't know if there's water somehow getting in or what it may be, but when I go outside to see what's going on, it looks like the gutters are working properly and pulling water away. But I do notice that, like, underneath, like, this portion of where the furnace is, mind you, there's no basement, it's on a slab. There's, like, a gap between, like, the bottom, and there's, like, a space where I guess there's, like, maybe water's coming up underneath. I'm not quite sure what's going on.
You have a central air conditioning system and a hot air furnace?
I do, yes.
Your air conditioning system was going to be mounted, your coil for the AC is going to be on top of the furnace. And as the air blows over the coil, it's going to release condensation. And very often the condensation can overflow if, like, the condensation drain pipe gets clogged, or the pump stops working, or if it's just humid, like the outside of the ducts can start to sweat. And if you have a little bit of evidence of moisture around the heating system like that, that's almost always what causes it. And even though it looks green and disgusting, it may not be mold in the toxic sense. It's more likely to be algae. Everything that's green isn't mold. You have algae, you have lichen, you do have mold, but it's more likely to be an algae. And I think what I would do is not panic over this. I would watch it in the summer, since we haven't really gone through a summer yet in this house. And you'll have much more information at that point as to what's going on.
Okay, I'll give that a try.
You'd be amazed how much moisture those pumps will put out. I mean, we're talking about gallons and gallons of water every day, just pulled out of the air. Because when you cool air, it releases moisture. That's why when you sit outside in the summer and you have like a glass of ice-cold tea, you get water on the outside of the glass because the humid air strikes the glass, cools, and releases the water. So that's the condensate that we're collecting in an air conditioning system, and then it has to be channeled outside.
Awesome. Thank you. I really appreciate that.
You got it. Good luck with that project, and good luck with the house. Call back anytime.
Yeah, you probably will hear from me again. Thank you.
All right. Good luck.
Bye-bye.
Thanks so much for joining us here on The Money Pit. Coming up, as the days are getting shorter and those nights are for sure getting longer, it's a good time to think about adding some security lighting to your home. We're going to explain how when The Money Pit returns.
You live in a money pit.
Winter is rough on your roof, but if you think you need a new roof, think again. RoofMax is the nation's number one rated roofer because they've saved over 150 million square feet of roofing nationwide. RoofMax is a safe natural roofing treatment that's guaranteed to strengthen and extend roof life up to 15 years. I've personally witnessed the process myself, and it really works. To find a RoofMax contractor near you, just go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com. Adding a textured surface to walls and ceilings in your home used to be a frustrating and messy project, but DAP's new 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray textures makes this easy. Whether you're taking on a repair or need to match an existing surface or creating a new look, DAP's spray textures make it easy to apply an orange peel, knockdown, or popcorn texture to walls or ceilings with professional results.
DAP's aerosol cans feature a patent-pending AimTech technology that offers a 60-degree adjustable nozzle to easily apply a beautiful textured finish to vertical, overhead, and hard-to-reach areas, delivering a fast-drying, excellent texture match for maximum coverage and truly professional results. Plus, each 25-ounce aerosol covers up to 130 square feet and costs less than $30.
The 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray texture by DAP makes spray texture application easier and more accurate, an ideal choice for both pros and DIYers. Go to DAP.com to find a retailer near you.
We're all spending more time in our backyards. With Rumblestone from Pavestone, you can create beautiful outdoor living spaces. A paver patio or walkway, a garden retaining wall, a grill enclosure, a fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen. These rustic building blocks make it easy, and they look great. Rumblestone from Pavestone. To find a retailer near you, project ideas, and how-to videos, visit pavestone.com. That's pavestone.com.
Wagner Spray Tech is a top manufacturer of paint applicators with a wide array of products like their Control Pro high-efficiency airless paint sprayers.
These sprayers make it easy to transform big projects like exteriors, decks, or fences while outputting 55% less overspray than traditional airless sprayers. They're also easy to use and apply a high-quality finish you'll be proud of.
There are several Control Pro models to choose from. Visit WagnerSprayTech.com to find the right sprayer for your next project. That's WagnerSprayTech.com. Well, he's done it again. Our friend Peter Deich has created another unique kit that makes it easy and cost-effective to change the look of surfaces in your home. The new Marble Dream Resurfacing Kit lets you create real marble vein surfaces in just a few steps with no special skills needed. For just $169, you can cover any laminate, concrete, plywood, or solid surface with a beautiful marble finish. Order your Marble Dream Kit today at DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Pavestone. You can create a paver patio or walkway, retaining wall, grill enclosure, fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen with Rumblestone from Pavestone. For project ideas and how-to videos, visit pavestone.com.
Making good homes better, this is The Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. What projects are you guys working on this fall weekend? We are getting dangerously close to December, you guys. So what are you working on? How can we help you? Whatever projects you've got, we are here to lend a hand. And whether you are doing that job yourself or you're hiring a pro, we love sharing our lifetime of knowledge on how you can get that job done right the first time on the Money Pit Podcast.
And you can follow the Money Pit Podcast for free at moneypit.com/podcast or wherever you get your podcasts.
Heading over to Texas where we've got Lisa on the line who's got a question about outlets. What's going on at your Money Pit?
Hi. We have an older home. It was built in 1960. And in some areas of the home, there are older outlets with only two holes. And then in some other rooms, we have outlets that have three holes. So my first question is it safe to leave them as they are with just the two holes, or should we have all consistent outlets within this house?
Well, certainly you're talking about two different types of wiring, and the wiring, the outlets that have three that have the ground plus the two prongs, that's a grounded wire, which is basically run separately. The ones that have the two prongs is basically a two-wire system, and the ground is done through the box itself. So,
okay.
Is it safe? It can be safe. It's not as safe or as durable, I would say, as having the modern outlets, but it's just not a matter of switching out the outlets. You have to make sure you have the wiring there to support it. Now, if you're going to plug something that has three prongs into the two prong, you have to use an adapter, and then you have to actually attach the adapter using the center screw in between the outlets, because that's how you're picking up the ground. And even doing that doesn't necessarily mean it's grounded, because, you know, who knows how those were put together behind the walls. So if you want to be sure, you could have an electrician check them all out and find out if you will be creating a grounded situation if you use that adapter or not. But if you're going to do some upgrading, I never think it's a bad idea to upgrade your wiring and make it safe and make it current.
I see. Well, that is very helpful to know. And that is something we can definitely take care of and contact a friend of the family who's an electrician, so we can remedy that problem.
Excellent. All right. Well, good luck with that project.
Thank you so much. And you guys have a wonderful week. Bye-bye.
All right, we've got John from Pennsylvania on the line who needs some help refinishing doors. What are you working on?
Seeking recommendations for exterior finishes for wooden garage doors and French mahogany wood entrance door. These doors are directly exposed to the weather. I have additional mahogany entrance doors, but they're under porches. They're approximately 25 years old, and I have used Minwax Spar oil-based polyurethane marine varnish. Are there better alternatives?
Well, maintaining exterior wood doors is certainly a big challenge. They do take a lot of abuse, as you pointed out. Now, for mahogany, I guess it really depends on whether or not you want to preserve that mahogany. It sounds like because you use the urethane that you do want to preserve the beauty of the mahogany. And I think you're actually doing it right. You know, you're using a good quality oil-based finish that also is a marine finish. And by the way, the difference between a regular exterior urethane and one that's rated for marine finishing is that the marine finish has much better UV protection. So I think you're doing exactly what you need to do. The fact of the matter is, you know, it's only going to last a few years and you have to do it over and over again. Now, Leslie, you have a mahogany front door as well, if I recall correctly. What have you been doing?
Oh, well, I mean, I have a beautiful solid slab mahogany front door, and the exterior of it is in full sun all the time, full exposure, and it just took a beating. So every couple of years, I was refinishing that door, sometimes having to sand some areas, sometimes totally having to strip some things, but always with a new stain and a new coating just to keep it up. And finally, 2 years ago, I just painted the door black. I gave up.
So basically you gave up.
I gave up. I mean, the inside's gorgeous. I just kind of like wax it and keep it beautiful, and it's mahogany and lovely. The exterior is shiny and black and pretty. And I'm sorry, dude.
All right. Well, it is a solution. It is a solution. Hey, it's a trade-off, right? All right, John, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Well, if you have a motion-detecting light anywhere outside of your home, you know that it's a great deterrent to both people and critters that you might not want skulking around outside of your home.
And if you don't have them, well, why not? They are very easy to install, they're very affordable, and they add a sense of security and a little bit of peace of mind. So as long as there's an existing light fixture, this job is a cinch. Kill the power, remove the old unit, and wire up a new one. That is about it. It's all it takes to add those detectors.
Yeah, but how do they work? Now, motion detectors are small electronic eyes, and what they do is they detect heat waves from moving objects. This can include people, animals, and even cars. And that light stays on anywhere from 1 minute to 20 minutes, depending on how you set it. It's going to automatically shut off if it doesn't continue to sense any movement. Now, a photocell deactivates that light during those daylight hours, and most motion detectors have a semicircular field of view up to 240 degrees and an adjustable distance range up to 70 feet or more, so you kind of control like how and where it's looking.
Now, the one thing to guard against is what we call nuisance trips, like a pet or a passing car, or in my area, deer that run through the lights and they turn them on when you don't want. They can be very annoying to both you and your neighbors, and in fact, some homeowners won't install motion detectors for that reason, but you can usually solve this by adjusting the range on the detector and aiming it very, very carefully. Now, motion detectors also allow you to operate the light manually, usually by flipping the switch off for a second and then back on. This allows you to keep the light on at night when you want to, even when there's no motion. And Leslie, we just put a motion detector porch light on our back porch and has one more feature, which I thought was really neat. At dusk, it goes on, but it only goes on to 30% brightness until you open the door or somebody comes up to the porch and bing, automatically goes up to 100. So kind of a super cool feature to have.
Oh, interesting. That's a really smart feature. Now, when it comes to figuring out where do you put these motion sensing lights, like how do you know what a good spot is? Well, for best effectiveness, you want to position that motion detector sensor to cover the walks leading to the front and back doors of the house, the driveway. You can also use them to light up decking, patios, any potentially hazardous locations. If you've got a stairway, swimming pools, those types of areas that you want to give some security to and also help you when you're walking through there yourself.
Now, if you're using them for security, you want to position the lights to cover all the approaches to your house, including fence gates, patio doors, and certainly those darker areas of your yard. You know, I mean, bottom line is that good lighting can't guarantee security, of course, but it's one of the best low-cost ways to keep unwanted intruders away from your house.
All right, we've got Janet on the line who's dealing with some insulation issues. What's going on?
I have a side entrance on my home that was sort of an add-on area that is not well insulated. Am I better to find some sort of insulation to go up under this add-on, or should I pull the linoleum flooring up and the plywood underneath and insulate and then put the flooring back on?
So, Janet, it sounds to me from your question like you have the ability to get underneath that floor without tearing it up. That would be optimal if that's the case. So I'm going to presume it's over a crawl space. And if that's the situation, you do want to insert insulation in between the floor joists, but you do it from the underside. Tearing the floor out from the top when you can get in an easier way would not make any sense. So I would insulate that floor, but I also would make sure I'm checking the ceiling above. If there's an attic space above that, that ought to be insulated. And then thirdly, you can do the walls, making sure you're sealing out any gaps that may be forming around there. Generally, the most important thing to insulate in any area is ceiling first, then followed by floors, then followed by walls. That's for a couple of reasons. First of all, heat rises. Floors are generally easy to insulate, and walls not so much, but there are other ways to try to seal out some of the sources of energy loss in those spaces that are easier than taking the walls apart from the inside.
Keith in New York is on the line and has a flooding basement. What is going on?
During times of really heavy rains and downpours, we've noticed that the rain comes in through the rocks of the cement wall that our house was built upon. And our house was built back in the 1800s, so it's been a slow process, and now it just seems like it's coming in all at once.
Well, that sounds like a really solid house, Keith. I mean, I personally have a house that was built in 1886, and I've got old brick foundation here. But I can definitely sympathize with that. And the good news is that this is a very easy problem to solve, one that is very, very common as well. And the reason I know it's going to be super simple for you to solve is because you mentioned that this problem is consistent with heavy rainfall. And that means one thing and one thing only, and that is that you have some drainage improvements to make, my friend, but those improvements are not inside the house, they're outside the house. So you need to look very carefully at the foundation perimeter. And you start with the gutter system, right? You got to make sure you have gutters. You got to make sure the gutters are not clogged and that the downspouts are clear and free-flowing and discharging at least 4 to 6 feet away from the house. You got to manage that roof water. If you let the water run off the roof right along the foundation, it's going to head right into the basement. That is the number one cause of the condition that you're describing. The number two cause is the angle of the soil at the foundation perimeter. Sometimes if the soil is going to settle over time, especially if you had a water problem, it settles as it goes, you can collect a lot of water because it's not running away from the house. So what you need to do is add some soil to the foundation perimeter and slope it away. And you want to use clean filter, not topsoil, so that it can be tamped down and give you a good slope. You want to drop about 6 inches over 4 feet. You can add some mulch or you can add some pebbles or really sod, anything you want on top of that. But you've got to have that grade established first. Once that grade is established and once those gutters are clean, free-flowing, and also make sure you got enough downspouts. Generally speaking, you want one downspout for about every 400 to 600 square feet of roof. So if you stand back from your house and kind of try to rough that out, maybe figure out kind of in your mind what a 10 by 10 section looks like and just kind of do the math, make sure you got enough spouts. And managing that roof water, managing the drainage around the foundation perimeter, that will stop that problem happening in a heartbeat.
Cool, because we built a little gutter system when it hits the ground now because we try to move it away from the basement area. When the rain comes down, it comes right off like on a slant.
Yep. Well, do you have a gutter system?
On the new part, yes. This is a really old roof.
Well, if you don't have gutters on the whole house, that's the first place to start. And by the way, if you're going to put it up, I would put up the 6-inch gutters, not the 4-inch gutters. I would step up the gutter size because I find that it's not that much more money. And if you do that, you'll find that they clog a lot less frequently because the downspouts are just wider.
Well, thank you very much.
You are listening to The Money Pit. Thanks so much for joining us this hour. Well, it is about to get mighty chilly out there this time of year, and frozen pipes, they can rupture and they can leak, and potentially they can cause thousands of dollars of damage. So we want to share the best ways to make sure that that doesn't happen to you next.
888 Money Pit.
Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QuickCrete.com. Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. Simple Mat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout, so your project can be completed in one day.
Find Simple Mat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
Great Fire Radio will be broadcasting the morning show 7 to 9 a.m. live from Las Vegas to the National Finals Rodeo December 6th, 7th, and 8th.
Brought to you by our Bronco sponsor, Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Shasta Regional supports the Reading Rodeo, which is a member of the National Pro Rodeo Hall of Fame.
Shasta Regional Medical Center was founded in 1945 and is honored to serve the North State for over 77 years.
Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here.
Do you have that dream of a book burning a hole into your soul? It's not too late to join us for National Novel Writing Month to make that dream a reality. Find us at NaNoWriMo.org to connect. That's NaNoWriMo.org. And of course, this holiday season, we want to thank our troops, both active and retired, for the opportunity you've given us to make these dreams come true. So we give a big salute to our troops.
Christmas lights do more than glitter and glow. They represent a gift of love given a long time ago. This holiday season, join historic Hollis Farms on a magical journey through Lights on the Farm, presented by award-winning light designers at Redding Lights. Climb aboard the Haas Express Railways or travel by country-covered wagons through a spectacular interactive holiday light show where childhood memories and family traditions come alive. Enjoy a simple country Christmas with cocoa, candied apples, carolers, and a visit with Santa. And it's a very special gift from Greg and Nicola Haas. Every Thursday night, children 12 and under are free, with special discount pricing for seniors and veterans every Sunday. It's the Haas family way of saying thank you and Merry Christmas. Limited tickets are available, so hurry. Reserve your tickets today at historichaasfarms.com and make a memory. Start a new tradition with your family at Historic Haas Farms, Lights on the Farm, where they've been celebrating the holidays for over 150 years.
Hello, I'm Shannon Phillips with the McConnell Foundation. As part of Operation Holiday Salute, we would like to take a moment to thank our veterans and the brave men and women who are currently serving in the armed forces. At the McConnell Foundation, our mission is to help build better communities through philanthropy. We value excellence and integrity, using our personnel, facilities, and financial resources to create and support positive change. We are honored to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
Do you or someone you love struggle with PTSD, anxiety, depression, insomnia, OCD, alcoholism, substance abuse disorder, autism, ADHD, brain fog, or traumatic brain injury? At Shasta Meadows Wellness Center, Dr. Taggart and his team offer safe, proven, and effective care, even for those resistant to typical medicine. Learn more about Shasta Meadows Wellness Center. They have IV ketamine or at-home oral ketamine. Ask about the state-of-the-art EEG guided TMS therapy. This customized, safe, no side effect option is effective on a wide range of difficult to treat conditions. Visit us today at ShastaMeadowsWellness.com. Don't just get by, get well.
Call to make an appointment for a free consultation. 530-444-8304. 530-444-8304. Shasta Meadows Wellness Center in Reading.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, on air and online at MoneyPit.com. Look around your house. Is there a project that you'd like to get done? Reach out to us with your questions right now at MoneyPit.com/ask.
Barbara in Ohio is on the line and is dealing with something that's on the floor. Is it something we need to get up? What is it?
Well, I have a brick floor in my kitchen and dining room.
That's unusual.
Well, I kind of like it. It was a farmhouse, and When we moved in, it had like, I would say, 10 layers of wax on it. So I've slowly tried to get it off. I've used ammonia, let it soak, scrubbed it. I've got about half of it done now. But everyone's telling me, you know, replace it. And I don't really want to because it kind of adds to the structure of the house, that kind of thing. But my question is, I've got some of it cleared of the wax. I'm using ammonia. I don't know if there's another product that I can get to, because it really is a lot of wax. I don't want to have, like, particles in the seal, so I have to scrub the floor again and get it all clean. How long do I have to leave it dry before I reseal it, because I don't want it to have wet bubbles in it? I just don't know what I'm doing, I guess.
Well, we feel your pain. You know, you probably should be using a wax-removing product or a wax-stripping product as opposed to the bleach and the ammonia, which just sounds like an awful mess. And that's going to do what it can do. And there's actually a good article online about brick floors and how to pull the wax off of them. But brick is very, very porous. And
right.
Because it's very porous, when you do wash it, if you let it dry for a few days, I don't think you're going to have any issues with it forcing a new finish to kind of release.
But see, the whole thing is I have to move everything out of my kitchen dining room. So I didn't know if I had to wait a day, 2 days. So you're suggesting 3 days then.
Yeah, I would definitely wait a couple of days. You can still use the floor, you know, while that time is going on. You don't have to move it all out. But I would definitely wait 2 or 3 days before I put my next layer of finish on it.
What do you recommend as a finish?
I probably would try to keep it as natural as possible. If you use a solvent-based wax, that is another option, because if you did that, you wouldn't have to strip the floor. The solvent-based polish can actually be applied over an old wax because it'll sort of give good adhesion and it'll stick to it. So you're probably going to end up with a new wax finish. So if that's the case, you may not need to remove as much of that old as you thought you did if the new wax is solvent-based.
It looks like it's black.
I
bet. They put this on and never cleaned it.
No matter what you do, this floor is going to be a lot of work, okay?
Okay.
Because
oh,
it's
truly.
A brick floor, it's just going to use a lot of work.
And if you don't get the old wax off, the new one you put on is going to lock in that color.
Yeah, that's right. That's another good point.
Yeah, I think I need to take it off. I've got about half of it done. I just thought when I was listening to your show, I thought, well, maybe we might have a better idea because you're right, it is a lot of work.
Nothing that hard work won't fix.
Thank you so much.
Well, it is about to get very wintry across this country, and frozen water pipes are a serious risk during these cold periods of winter weather. So when water freezes in a pipe, what happens is it expands, and then it can exert a pressure of over 2,000 pounds per square inch, and that's enough to rupture most any pipe that's filled with water.
Yeah, that's right. In fact, a split that's just a half of an inch wide can easily cause over $10,000 in damage. But there are some very simple and inexpensive ways to prevent those pipes from freezing.
Yeah, first let's talk about how not to defrost them. For example, using a torch, that's a really bad idea, obviously. But Tom, you also advise against heat tape. But, I mean, isn't this what heat tape is made for?
Yeah, let's talk about that. So heat tape is a strip of plastic with wires embedded in it. It has a plug on one end. And it is designed to be attached to pipes that are already frozen, and then you can turn it on and it heats the pipe up. But the problem is that people use it kind of like it's almost like it's electrical tape. They wrap it around and around and around pipes, and they even wrap it over itself, which is very dangerous because it's not designed nor is it rated to work that way. And so in the years I spent as a home inspector, Leslie, I can't tell you how many times I found heat tape that was plugged in and all brittle and decrepit and looks like it was sparking because it wasn't put in right to begin with. And secondly, they take it one step further. They wrap insulation on top of the heat tape. So it's just crazy. Huge fire hazard. So if you use it correctly, okay, but most people don't. That's why I think heat tape is a bad idea.
All right. Well, fortunately, there are some safer ways. So, for example here, guys, you can seal those air-leaking holes and cracks that are around your house with an expandable foam, a sealant, a silicone caulk. All of those things will seal those gaps and cracks to stop that cold air from coming in and definitely keep you feeling warmer in those areas. Cabinets. If you've got a sink, say, or a faucet or something on an exterior wall and it's got a cabinet and it gets super chilly under there,
Keep those cabinet doors open. Let the heat from the room kind of go in there and warm that pipe as well. You can also let the water run at a trickle, and I mean just like a very little trickle, just to keep everything moving. And Tom, you also use foam rubber pipe insulation to protect those exposed pipes from the cold, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Just don't leave the elbows exposed. I see people do that a lot. At the pipe corners, just miter cut the ends of that foam rubber insulation with scissors and then secure the corner with some foam tape. It works very, very well.
All right, but what about if you've got a pipe that's already frozen? Can you thaw it before it bursts, or you got to be pretty quick about that?
You absolutely can. So before you attempt to thaw it, make sure the faucet is open so you'll know when it's thawed. Try to locate that ice blockage, and then you can use a heat gun or a blow dryer to thaw the frozen pipe. And as we said before, never use a propane torch or anything that has an open flame. Really bad idea. And if the frozen pipe is inaccessible, there is one other step you can take, and that is a thing called an electric pipe thawing machine. It's something that plumbers use. It basically is a really intense way of adding heat to the pipe, more so than what you would get with heat tape. You can rent these machines if it's a bad problem. And then you find the exposed ends of the pipe. You put the clamp from the machine onto the pipes, and then the machine will warm up the pipe and eventually melt that blockage. But that's an expensive step, and especially if you hire a plumber to do it. So what you might be better off doing right now, if you think that your pipes are susceptible to freezing, is to go ahead and insulate them with the foam insulation right now. They also have fiberglass sleeves that you can slip on top of them, and does basically the same thing.
Yeah, you know, this is a good idea. As somebody who has dealt with this issue, it is something you do not want to deal with. If you can avoid a burst pipe and a big leak, let's do that. All right, guys? This is the Money Pit. Thanks so much for joining us this hour. Coming up, has this ever happened to you? You're relaxing in your favorite easy chair at the end of a long day, and all of a sudden you feel a whoosh of chilly air and it sends a chill up your spine. Well, just ahead, we're going to explain why that happens and the surprisingly simple way to seal those drafts for good when the Money Pit returns.
You live in a money pit.
Winter is rough on your roof, but if you think you need a new roof, think again. RoofMax is the nation's number one rated roofer because they've saved over 150 million square feet of roofing nationwide. RoofMax is a safe natural roofing treatment that's guaranteed to strengthen and extend roof life up to 15 years. I've personally witnessed the process myself, and it really works. To find a RoofMax contractor near you, just go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com. Adding a textured surface to walls and ceilings in your home used to be a frustrating and messy project, but DAP's new 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray textures makes this easy. Whether you're taking on a repair or need to match an existing surface or creating a new look, DAP's spray textures make it easy to apply an orange peel, knockdown, or popcorn texture to walls or ceilings with professional results.
DAP's aerosol cans feature a patent-pending AimTech technology that offers a 60-degree adjustable nozzle to easily apply a beautiful textured finish to vertical, overhead, and hard-to-reach areas, delivering a fast-drying, excellent texture match for maximum coverage and truly professional results. Plus, each 25-ounce aerosol covers up to 130 square feet and costs less than $30.
The 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray texture by DAP makes spray texture application easier and more accurate, an ideal choice for both pros and DIYers. Go to DAP.com to find a retailer near you.
Installing a tile backsplash, countertop, or shower really updates your home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. I like Simple Mat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. Simple Mat uses a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to the wall. And there's no waiting to grout. Grab pre-mixed Simple Grout and your project can be done in one day.
Find Simple Mat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com or visit thesimplemat.com.
Wagner Spray Tech is a top manufacturer of paint applicators with a wide array of products like their Control Pro high-efficiency airless paint sprayers.
These sprayers make it easy to transform big projects like exteriors, decks, or fences while outputting 55% less overspray than traditional airless sprayers. They're also easy to use and apply a high-quality finish you'll be proud of.
There are several Control Pro models to choose from. Visit WagnerSprayTech.com to find the right sprayer for your next project. That's WagnerSprayTech.com. Well, he's done it again. Our friend Peter Deich has created another unique kit that makes it easy and cost-effective to change the look of surfaces in your home. The new Marble Dream Resurfacing Kit lets you create real marble vein surfaces in just a few steps with no special skills needed. For just $169, you can cover any laminate, concrete, plywood, or solid surface with a beautiful marble finish. Order your marble dream kit today at DiceCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Deich Coatings. Deich Coatings is the official coatings partner of The Money Pit. Available online at Home Depot, Lowe's, and DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
Where home solutions live, this is The Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. What are you guys working on this hour? Maybe you are listening to The Money Pit, taking down notes, you're thinking about projects you want to tackle, or maybe you are just getting ready to tackle a project for the upcoming holiday season. Well, whatever it is, you can turn to us for all of your answers. We're going to help you save money and time and avoid all of those home improvement hassles that can slow you down on the road to your dream house.
And you can follow the Money Pit podcast at no cost by going to moneypit.com/podcast or wherever you get your podcasts.
Heading out to Massachusetts, we've got Bob on the line who needs some help updating his heating system. What's going on besides being chilly, I'm assuming?
Would it be cheaper at all to run natural gas versus number two fuel oil? I want your professional opinion.
So, Bob, I think that switching from oil to gas is a smart thing to do. Oil prices certainly continue to go up. I think gas is potentially more efficient, and especially since you are going to be replacing your boilers. The new boilers today that run on gas are really, really efficient. In fact, they're so efficient, there's a lot of rebates out there that are available. So I would not have any hesitation about making that switch to gas. If you don't have a gas line to your home yet, generally when you are installing a heating system or a large appliance like that, at least in our part of the country, the gas companies here will run the line into your house, set the meter up at no cost because you're going to become a customer of theirs. So I think that you would be well served by putting in natural gas. And you'll find also that a lot of the boilers today are what's called condensing boilers, which are the most efficient. In fact, I have a condensing boiler in my house and it's so efficient. I no longer need a metal vent pipe. All of the exhaust gas from my system goes out of a plastic pipe and doesn't even have to go up the chimney. It goes out the side of the house so that I never have to deal with the issue of cleaning anything anymore once it's done this way. So I think a condensing boiler, a gas-fired boiler would be a good choice. Well, have you ever felt a chilly draft whoosh across you on a cold day? You might be thinking it's time to check the windows and the doors for drafts, but it actually might be coming up from the floor below. But the good news is it's not hard to fix. We'll tell you how in today's weatherization tip presented by DAP.
Yeah, you know, drafts that shoot up from the floor below your feet often happen because the rim joists, now that's the floor beam that line the exterior of the floor, those were never sealed properly. You might also spot these kinds of drafts by running the back of your hand along the baseboard molding on exterior walls. These drafts can have a big impact on your comfort and your energy bills.
Yeah, that's right. In fact, the Department of Energy says the potential energy savings from reducing drafts in a home can range from 10 to 20% per year. Now, the fix for the situation is pretty simple. The best way to do that is with spray foam insulation. You want to head to your basement or crawl space and pull back the insulation along the perimeter, then apply the foam across the entire inside surface of that rim joist. Now, what this is going to do is both insulate and seal out drafts in one application. And once you're done, you can put the insulation back and you'll be good to go.
Now, DAP makes Touch and Foam, which is a perfect system for a job like this. Touch and Foam is a portable, self-contained, one-component polyurethane foam dispensing kit that's perfect for pros and serious DIYers who want to seal and insulate those gaps in the wall and in your floor cavities, as well as attics, basements, even crawl spaces. And as the foam is applied, it expands to fill those gaps where those drafts sneak through, and that's going to leave you a lot more comfortable.
And that's today's weatherization tip presented by DAP, makers of Touch and Foam professional wall and cavity foam. DAP revolutionized spray foam application with the first one-component broadcast spray foam. You'll find DAP Touch and Foam system at Menards and select Home Depot stores or learn more at DAP.com. That's DAP.com.
We've got Ann in Texas on the line with a question about a countertop. Tell us what's going on.
I wondered if my countertop, if I could, they have a leather look to them, and I would like to have them smoothed down. Is that something that can be done since they're already installed, or do I have to change them out?
Ann, I mean, if this is a leathered look granite, which is, you know, a very specific finish to give it that sort of rippled texture. I mean, I don't think it actually looks like leather. It just looks like it has, you know, a very matte sheen and a lot of texture to it. I don't think you can smooth that down at all, especially if it's installed. I mean, this is something that would have to go through extensive machinery to be smoothed and resurfaced completely, right, Tom?
It'd probably be cheaper to replace it completely than it would be to smooth out what you have.
Yeah.
I mean, if it turns out that it's not granite, you just have like a leather pattern to say a laminate, there are great countertop finishing kits out there that use real stone. Like there's one called Spread Stone, which is a countertop kit that when you apply it, it takes about a weekend and it gives you a good looking top. It's heat resistant. It's water resistant. But again, you can only use it on a laminate. If this is granite and it has that textured rough pattern, then no, you cannot definitely smooth it out. So, wish we had better news for you, but that's the situation, Ann. Good luck with that project.
Thanks so much for joining us here at the Money Pit. Coming up, Emily spotted some fuzzy white growth on her basement walls. Is it mold? We're going to find out next.
You live in a money pit.
This is Carl Lindabot. Join us as we broadcast live with our morning show from Las Vegas at the National Finals Rodeo, December 6th, 7th, and 8th.
We'd like to thank our Broncos sponsor, Holiday Harbor, your full-service marina. Get the best rates on Lake Shasta at Holiday Harbor. And remember off-season rates during the month of May, including Rodeo Week.
Rodeo at night, play on the lake during the day at Holiday Harbor. For reservations and information, go to lakeshasta.com.
This holiday season, join the all-new tradition of lights and festivities for the entire family at Redding Garden of Lights.
Taking place November 17th through January 7th at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens.
At the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Explore over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens featuring over 1 million lights. Plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, and so much more.
Redding Garden of Lights, presented by Mercy Medical Center, Redding.
Learn more at turtlebay.org.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading has the perfect gift this holiday season. Car wash packages starting at only $11. They make great stocking stuffers and are excellent gifts for those who are a little hard to shop for. Choose from four different car wash packages. Buy five car wash packages and get one free. Or buy 10 and get three free. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and clean.
Hey, what's going on, Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
Details.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, on air and online at MoneyPit.com. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we are here to help you take on the projects you want to get done around your house. Reach out to us right now with your questions at moneypit.com/ask.
Emily wrote into Team Money Pit saying, there's a fuzzy white growth on my basement walls. Is it mold?
Ah, you know, a lot of people think that fuzzy white stuff is mold, Emily, but it is much more likely to be something that is known as efflorescence. Basically, these are crystals of mineral deposits that are left behind when the moisture migrates through a foundation wall and then evaporates. So the water goes away, but the mineral salt deposits stay, and that's what kind of crusts up on that inside surface. It could look white, it could look gray, sometimes it looks a little black, but it is not mold. And we can even prove this. If you want to take some vinegar, white vinegar and water, and maybe put 25% or so vinegar, maybe a little bit more, into some water and spray it on those deposits, you're going to find that they just melt away. And that'll prove for good that it's just not mold. But it does also tell you that you've got to do something to reduce the moisture that's on those basement walls. So we would go back to our general advice on this topic, which is keep your gutters clean, keep your downspouts extended, and try to slope that soil away from the wall. Those are the things that really make a difference in terms of keeping that water out of your basement and your crawl space and avoiding all of that ugly efflorescence that gets left behind.
All right, next up, Justin says, I bought a new range, and now my other kitchen appliances are looking a little tired. That does tend to happen, even though they've got plenty of use left in them. Is it possible to paint these major appliances?
It's probably a good strategy for getting your significant other to agree to more appliance replacements than were originally budgeted, right? You buy one, and you go, ah, it looks great, but boy, the other appliances look like heck. So for whatever reason you did this, Justin, I say that you definitely can paint those other appliances. Some of them are easier to paint than others. First of all, I would tell you the type of paint you choose for appliances is significant. You need to choose epoxy spray paint, not just any type of metal paint, but epoxy paint. When you use the epoxy paint, first of all, it takes a really long time to dry, which is a good thing because it will flow even, won't leave any spray marks there, and it provides a very tough surface. So, for example, if you're painting, you know, the door of your dishwasher or your range exterior, you're not going to have surfaces that get easily chipped and banged up. Now, some appliances, like dishwashers, actually have replaceable fronts, so that's worth checking out, too. You want to go ahead and Google the manual for your appliance and find out if the fronts are replaceable. Sometimes there's multiple panels buried behind each other inside of a dishwasher, and you could pull off, you know, a green panel and put on a white panel or whatever, how they've designed it. Sometimes those panels have one color on one side, one color on another. So I would definitely look into that. But you definitely can paint those appliances. It takes some work. You know, you got to do it the right way. You got to take all the handles off and all that kind of stuff. But they'll look really good. And I think it'll save you the cost of a new appliance, at least for a little while.
All right, Justin, but listen, this is a project that requires patience because it does take a full day to dry, maybe a little more. It is going to be sticky. You just got to ride it out and let it do its curing and let it dry. So think about what you want to have for takeout for those next couple of days because you're going to be eating it.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show on air and online at moneypit.com. Thank you so much for spending part of your weekend with us as we all speed towards the holidays and the end of the year. Remember, if there are projects that you really like to get done and done right the first time, you can reach out to us anytime at moneypit.com. There's also a wealth of tips and advice on our website at moneypit.com. Just search for what you're looking for, and I guarantee you, you will find the answer right there. But for now, that's all the time we have. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
Hello, I'm Shannon Phillips with the McConnell Foundation. As part of Operation Holiday Salute, we would like to take a moment to thank our veterans and the brave men and women who are currently serving in the armed forces. At the McConnell Foundation, our mission is to help build better communities through philanthropy. We value excellence and integrity, using our personnel, facilities, and financial resources to create and support positive change. We are honored to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rhonda Rockstrom. Hamas militants released 17 hostages, including 13 Israelis, while Israel freed 39 Palestinian prisoners in the latest stage of a four-day ceasefire that's delivered a brief respite from the devastating war. Meanwhile, the nephew of an Israeli hostage who was released yesterday says she was underground for all of her captivity, unaware that there was a war going on.
Eyal Nouri, the nephew of released 72-year-old hostage Adina Moshe, told the AP his aunt had to cover her eyes when she was first released.
She was in complete darkness. She had to adjust to the sunlight.
Throughout her captivity with Hamas in Gaza, her nephew said she was unaware her husband had not made it out alive of the October 7th attack. He added she was overjoyed to see her son was still alive and well.
She saw him, she hugged him, she, you know, tears of joy.
Although his aunt is back, Eyal says he will continue to protest for the release of all hostages.
Because now we are very big family.
The captives' families have embarked on a campaign to free their loved ones that has ratcheted up pressure on the Israeli government to secure deals for their release. I'm Karen Chemas.
Meanwhile, eyes focused on the Israel-Hamas and Ukraine-Russia wars, former Missouri GOP Senator Jim Talent says the U.S. is in danger of losing underwater superiority over China.
Power is a result of intention and capability.
And Senator Talent says the U.S. will have to think ahead if it wants to remain the leader in underwater warfare.
Intention can change quickly. Capability can't.
That's why Talent says the time is now for the U.S. to make a major investment in more submarine building shipyards.
You cannot flip a switch and produce an attack submarine or a missile frigate.
Former U.S. Senator Jim Talent of Missouri was interviewed this week by the Salem Radio Network's Hugh Hewitt. Bob Agner reported.
News and analysis at townhall.com.
You all know that aches and pains come with simply getting older, but it doesn't mean you have to accept it. That's why I want to tell you about a special lady, Leah from Ohio, and her relief factor story. One Sunday, Leah was sitting on the couch in so much pain, she was literally in tears. That's when she decided to try Relief Factor. Just 8 days later, she found relief, and she continued to get better and better. To quote her, she said, "I am truly amazed at this product. Like me, who after 9, almost 10 years, almost a decade of low back pain, lost that pain thanks to Relief Factor. If you're living with aches and pain, see how Relief Factor, a daily drug-free supplement, could help you feel and live better every day. Get the 3-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. It all comes with a feel better or your money back guarantee. That number, 1-800-4-RELIEF, relieffactor.com.
Sea turtle nests break records on U.S. beaches, but their future is pretty ominous.
High sea turtle nest numbers are found in many states, with Florida in the lead, reporting a record-breaking number of more than 130,000 loggerhead turtle nests. This phenomenon happens thanks to previous conservation efforts, but they become futile in front of climate change.
The temperature of the nests impacts the sea turtle in a number of different ways.
Says Vice President of Research and Sea Turtle Toxicologist Justin Perrault at Loggerhead Marine Life Center in Juneau Beach, Florida. It's hard to say whether there will be as many nests as today years down the road. I'm Tiffany Wong.
At least 10 people are dead after a fire in a shopping mall in Karachi, Pakistan. The multi-story mall in a high-rise commercial building that also houses call centers and software firms. More at townhall.com. If you think artificial intelligence is only a small part of the U.S. military, you better think again.
In fact, it's a huge part of the armed forces, and it's growing. Pentagon has piloted pint-sized surveillance drones, helping Ukraine fight Russia. predicting when Air Force jets need maintenance and tracks rivals satellites in space. A Pentagon initiative is to field thousands of AI-enabled drones by 2026 in order to keep pace with China. Jason Walker reporting.
A number of states are working to keep food out of landfills over concerns the waste is taking up too much space and posing environmental problems. Globally, about a third of food wasted. In the United States, that number is 40%. California, some others, passing laws requiring food waste to be composted, while others require supermarkets to redirect food to pantries. More townhall.com.
Hi, Papa Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson. And find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at shastacollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at shastacollege.edu.
Money Pit is presented by DAP Spray Texture and Deich Coatings. Now here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we are here to help you take on the projects you want to get done around your house. Trying to take on some projects to get done before the end of the year, before the holidays, we can help with that. Want to plan a project for the year ahead? Want to get through the winter by paying less for energy than you did last year? We can help with that too. Frankly, we can help with just about anything you need to get done around your house. But you have to help yourself first by reaching out to us. Two ways to do that. Easiest thing to do is go to moneypit.com/ask. Click the blue microphone button. You can tell us your home improvement question and get the fastest possible response. Or you can call us at 1-888-MONEYPIT. That's 888-666-3974. We got a great show planned for you coming up this episode. If your closet is looking a little messy, closet organization may be in order. But that's one project that ranks right up there with getting dental work done. It's something to look forward to. So we're going to share some step-by-step, or shall we say shelf-by-shelf, tips to make this job easy to tackle.
All right, and also ahead, most homes have cracks in the walls. That is a fact. But how do you know if a crack is minor or is one that spells serious troubles if you're not repairing it correctly? We're going to find out when we welcome Bob Brown, the author of Foundation Secrets.
And if you own an older home, you might have a window in the shower. Very typical with older homes, but not so much with newer ones. But the water, the wood that get along that window, never a good combination. So we've got some tips to prevent windows from rotting and growing mold.
But first, are you dreaming about a project that you'd like to tackle this fall? Well, maybe there's a big to-do on your list that you got to get done before the friends and family show up for the holidays. Whatever it is, guys, if you can dream it, you can do it, and we can help. So let us know what all of these dream projects are, big or small. We can lend a hand.
Reach out to us right now at moneypit.com/ask. Just click the blue microphone button.
Anna in Delaware is on the line with a painting question. What can we do for you today?
We painted around the bottom of our house, the foundation, with cement and sand.
Okay.
And what I want to know, can we, you know, paint over that with regular paint, or would that bleed through?
The cement and sand mix is like a stucco mix, right? And is that sticking to that foundation? Is it breaking off in any way, or is it still solid?
No, it's in good shape, but I really wanted to paint it. Some of the neighbors painted, and they look nice. Would it be okay?
Okay, so what you need to do is you need to prime it first. You need to use a masonry primer. That's really important.
But you have to sand that out?
No, as long as it's intact, okay?
Yeah, it's in good shape, yeah.
Then you need to prime it first, because the primer is what's going to make the top, right, make the top layer of paint stick, so to speak. So you prime it first, let the primer dry really, really well, and then you can put on the top coat of paint, exterior quality paint, on top of that, and it should be fine. But just remember, you know, after paint comes repaint, so once you paint it the first time, you're going to have to paint it again and again as years go by.
Yeah, okay, put the primer on first.
That's the key. Make sure it's primed.
Okay, use primer first. Okay, that's what I wanted to know.
All right, Anna, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Bill in Ohio, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
I have a wood-burning fireplace, and it has a brick firebox, and I'm going to put gas logs into it. And I'd like to clean it out as best I can before putting the gas logs in. And there's soot, I guess, and creosote in it. I wonder if there's any good way to clean that off the brick.
You know, there's actually there's a ton of different products out there, actually. You can try. It really depends how much is caked on there, because they all kind of work differently. First might be starting with like a TSP, which is a trisodium phosphate, but that's generally going to only work for not that much of a buildup. And since you're talking about the interior, try that. The TSP you can find in, you know, any of the home centers in the paint prep aisle. You mix it up. You can make it more of a thicker paste, and then you put that on there, and then you can brush that off or clean that off and see if that will do it. There's a couple of other things. You know, many of the stone companies will make something called a brick and stone cleaner or a fireplace brick and stone cleaner. You can find it online if you search for those exact words. You can even go to, I know my local Ace Hardware has one that's in a tub. It's called a soot remover. There's soot erasers, but I think that, again, is only going to really work for a little bit of a buildup. But because you're on the interior, you might want to go for the heavy-duty stuff.
All right. Yeah, I tried sodium or baking soda. You sort of paint it on, and it actually did a fairly good job, but there's just some areas that are just a little more resistant to that.
And you have to remember that, you know, that brick surface is very absorbent, so you may not end up getting it all out. But as long as it looks kind of even, I think you'll be good to go. Now, you also mentioned you're putting in a gas log here. Be very careful that you have proper venting for this gas log, because they throw out a lot of BTUs. Now, in some cases, what you might want to do is actually physically wire the damper open and then maybe put doors on this so that the damper could never be left shut by accident. There have been so many tragedies when those dampers have been left shut with gas logs, where people have suffered horribly from carbon monoxide poisoning. So you need to be really careful to make sure you're not creating an unsafe situation. I'd rather see the damper be wired open so it can't be shut, then you can put a pair of glass doors on that fireplace to keep the drafts from getting into the house. Okay?
Yeah, okay. Thanks a lot.
Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Thanks so much for joining us here at the Money Pit. Lots of fun home improvement projects and help coming up. And still to come this hour, if your closets are overflowing but you are feeling overwhelmed at the thought of cleaning them, we are going to share tips on closet organization that will help you bring the test down to a much more manageable level. So stick around.
Winter is rough on your roof, but if you think you need a new roof, think again. RoofMax is the nation's number one rated roofer because they've saved over 150 million square feet of roofing nationwide. RoofMax is a safe natural roofing treatment that's guaranteed to strengthen and extend roof life up to 15 years. I've personally witnessed the process myself, and it really works. To find a RoofMax contractor near you, just go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com. Adding a textured surface to walls and ceilings in your home used to be a frustrating and messy project, but DAP's new 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray textures makes this easy. Whether you're taking on a repair or need to match an existing surface or creating a new look, DAP's spray textures make it easy to apply an orange peel, knockdown, or popcorn texture to walls or ceilings with professional results.
DAP's aerosol cans feature a patent-pending AimTech technology that offers a 60-degree adjustable nozzle to easily apply a beautiful textured finish to vertical, overhead, and hard-to-reach areas, delivering a fast-drying, excellent texture match for maximum coverage and truly professional results. Plus, each 25-ounce aerosol covers up to 130 square feet and costs less than $30.
The 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray texture by DAP makes spray texture application easier and more accurate, an ideal choice for both pros and DIYers. Go to DAP.com to find a retailer near you.
Time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake and discolor, making your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio look old and worn. With QuickCrete Recap Resurfacer, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces at a fraction of the cost of replacing it. It's an easy project you can even do yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com, QUIKRETE.com.
Wagner Spray Tech is a top manufacturer of paint applicators with a wide array of products like their Control Pro high-efficiency airless paint sprayers.
These sprayers make it easy to transform big projects like exteriors, decks, or fences while outputting 55% less overspray than traditional airless sprayers. They're also easy to use and apply a high-quality finish you'll be proud of.
There are several Control Pro models to choose from. Visit WagnerSprayTech.com to find the right sprayer for your next project. That's WagnerSprayTech.com. Well, he's done it again. Our friend Peter Deich has created another unique kit that makes it easy and cost-effective to change the look of surfaces in your home. The new Marble Dream Resurfacing Kit lets you create real marble vein surfaces in just a few steps with no special skills needed. For just $169, you can cover any laminate, concrete, plywood, or solid surface with a beautiful marble finish. Order your Marble Dream Kit today at DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
The Money Pit is presented by QuickCrete Fast Setting Concrete Mix. In the red bag, make your next outdoor concrete project quick and easy. QuickCrete Fast Setting Concrete Mix. Look for it in the red bag.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. What are you guys working on? You have some questions, maybe you've got some dilemmas around the house, maybe you just don't even know where to start when it comes to projects at home. Well, whatever it is, we are here to help you figure out all of those to-do debacles, dilemmas, problems, just curiosities. Whatever is going on, we can help you save money. We can help you save time. We can help you avoid all of those home improvement hassles that just slow you down on the way to your dream house.
You can follow the Money Pit podcast for free at moneypit.com/podcast, and we guarantee it's worth much more than what you pay for it.
All right, now we're going to Tennessee, where Gene has a stucco question. What's going on? How can we help you?
Well, the house was built in 1914, and the outside, the exterior walls are covered with stucco that has the kind of swirly bumps where they swirl the trowels on it. And it looks like it's in good condition, so I was thinking we could probably just spray it a nice color. It's still kind of golden like it used to be, but wherever the branches of the shrubs went against it, it's kind of yucky and gray looking. But I know that when we painted our patio slab, we had to do some treatment to it before we could paint it. Does stucco need some preconditioning besides just hosing it off with soap and water?
Well, the first thing you need to do is to make sure that there's no algae attached to it, and so I would probably do a very light pressure washing and cleaning of the outside of the house and let it dry for a good couple of days in warm weather. And then I would prime it with an oil-based primer, and then I would use a good quality exterior top coat paint over that. You can't cut any corners here. You can't take any shortcuts, but if you do it once and you do it right, it's going to last you a long time because that siding is not organic. You may find very well that paint can last you 10 to 12 years as opposed to maybe 5 to 8 if it was wood.
All right. Well, thank you.
You're welcome. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
All right, John in Texas is on the line with a question about new heating and cooling for his Money Pit. What can we do for you?
I wanted to find out some information on these ductless heaters and the air conditioning. Instead of using the conventional furnace, heater, and air conditioning.
So are you talking about heating units that get mounted, like, on the wall, for example, that are just sort of space units but permanently installed?
Yeah, they look like regular heaters and stuff like that. I just wanted your thoughts on it.
John, what room in your house do you want to have these heaters in?
I want to put them in every room and not use the furnace anymore.
What's wrong with the furnace and the air conditioner?
I just don't like them.
You just don't like your furnace? Okay.
Yeah, I never have liked them because, you know, when we first had a furnace, we had one that was a gravity furnace. And heated up the entire thing. It didn't seem like it used much energy. And then they made you turn from coal to gas, and you had to add electric to that because it wouldn't push the heat. So it's more expensive.
Okay, so first of all, I think what you're going to find is that if you use space heaters, that collectively they are going to be more expensive than the central heating system. And if your central heating system is making it very expensive to heat your house, the problem is generally not the heating system. It might be the house itself in terms of the insulation that you have in the house. And the best place to look for that is in the attic. If you had to choose one place to add some energy efficiency to your house, it would be the attic, by at least doubling the amount of insulation you have there. Most people don't have this much, but you need 15 to 20 inches of fiberglass in a house for it to be reasonably energy efficient. I know what you mean about the old gravity-fed coal furnaces. They're really big units, and they're really hot, and they do fill the whole house up quite nicely. And then maybe now, especially with those older ducts using a more modern furnace, you're not getting the distribution you want. But I don't think that's the issue, and I don't think the solution to space heaters is, I think collectively you're going to end up spending a lot more on those than you would on the heating system you have now. So I would tell you to try to improve the energy efficiency of the home and not replace the heating system itself, John. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
Well, if your closet is looking a little messy, closet organization could be on your to-do list, but that is one project that ranks right up there with dental work. It's something that you really aren't looking that much forward to, but a completely organized space might not be that far off.
Well, to begin, you got to have an idea of how you want to use the space and what you want to store inside of it. Is it going to be a storage area? Is it going to be a place you keep everyday clothes? Or is it really just going to be a spot where you keep formal or off-season garments? You know, once you've figured that out, it's an important part of the plan. Then you take everything out of the closet and toss, donate, or sell what you don't want, you don't need, or you don't use on a regular basis.
Now, it's time to organize your closet next and select the components that are going to hold all of those belongings that you want to put back into the closet. So what you choose and how much you spend is definitely going to depend on your design priorities and the amount of closet space that you've got to work with. You also need to remember that a great closet system can be a positive selling point if it comes time to sell the house. People love organized spaces and love being able to put their stuff in a specific place that's already prepped for them. So good on you for getting this project done.
And the nice thing about closet organization today is that there are so many different components that are available at home improvement stores that can make organizing your closet a very fun DIY project that's going to give you incentive to keep your newly organized space neat.
Now we've got Christine from Ohio on the line, and I think she's got a lot of questions for us here at the Money Pit. How can we help you?
So my first question is about the garage insulation. Our plans call for an uninsulated garage, and we got some estimates on spray foam, and so I had him give me an estimate on the garage. But I was wondering, how much of an investment should we put on the insulation in the garage, or is it worth it at all?
So is this new construction, Christine?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
So garages don't have to be insulated by building code. Usually the only part of the garage that would naturally be insulated would be the wall between the garage and the house. This is an attached garage?
Detached.
Oh, detached. Okay, so then it would have no insulation. So the only reason to insulate this is if you in the future decide that you're going to want to heat that space. And if it is a detached garage, that may very well be the case, and it's never going to be easier than it is right now to insulate that space. In terms of the insulation choice, since it is new construction, I would definitely recommend that you use spray foam insulation because it's very effective, much more effective than fiberglass. It also stops any drafts that are going through the walls.
Okay.
So my 2 cents would be I would definitely insulate that garage, and I would do it with spray foam, you know, before it's all finished off, because this way you'll be good to go. Now,
on the inside of that garage, if you're going to put spray foam on those walls, you're also going to need to cover them. So think about that. You don't want to leave that spray foam exposed because it'll just get beat up over time.
Right.
So you could put on, you know, any type of wallboard. I would maybe lean towards a fiberglass wallboard. It looks like drywall, but it's a little bit harder and it doesn't grow mold because it's outside.
Oh, okay. And in the crawl space of the house where we have the addition, we were going to get spray foam. Should we just get it on the joist, or should it go all the way down the cinder block?
Well, typically, it definitely goes on the underside of the floor joist, and most importantly, at the box beam, which is the outside right above that foundation. But the foam would not go down below that. If you do want to insulate the crawl space walls, there's a different type of a sort of a fiberglass batting that's used for that. It's contained inside of a wrap, usually has like a foil face. And that's going to work better for that small section of fiberglass foundation wall.
Okay, great. Thank you so much.
Well, you're very welcome, Christine. Very exciting that you're getting a new house, and we're glad that we're able to help you make the right decisions for it.
Yeah, good luck with that. Yes, thank you so much.
All right, now we've got Daniel in Washington on the line. Daniel, welcome to the Money Pit. What can we do for you today?
Well, you can help me figure out why my wife takes a cold shower and I take a hot shower.
I bet she's not too happy about that either.
She's very unhappy, and she seems to think it's my fault.
So who goes in the shower first? She goes in first?
She does.
And it takes a long time for the water to get hot?
Well, she turns it on. Our bathroom shower is about, I guess if I added up all the pipes, maybe 30 feet from the water heater. So it's not very far. We've lived in the house for 12 years. So we can usually count on hot water coming about 4 seconds after we turn on the water. Right. And it's not happening this time. She'll leave it on for a minute or so. It's still cold. And she says, what the heck? I need to get going. So she takes a shower. And then she screams and yells at me.
And then it's all your fault.
20 minutes later, after she clears out of there, I get in there and the shower is nice and warm.
Well, that's an odd problem because certainly it's not the distance. That's very, very short. Now, as far as you know, is your water heater working normally? So if you go to your kitchen sink, does it deliver hot water pretty quickly?
When we turn it to the left, it's hot. And when we turn it to the right, it's cold.
All right. So the kitchen sink is fine.
And the kids' bathroom is fine.
Okay. So it's not the water heater. It's not the pipes. What's left here? The shower valve. You've got a bad shower valve.
You came to the conclusion pretty quickly that it's not the hot water heater. Somebody suggested that it's some dealy bobber inside the hot water heater that has to kick over.
By virtue of the fact that your water heater delivers hot water to your kitchen sink and delivers hot water to your kid's sink, it's only not delivering hot water to your master bath sink or shower, right?
It does deliver hot water to the master bathroom and the master bathroom shower, but it takes, I don't know, 10 minutes or so after my wife goes in there. So one theory is that we're by her taking a cold shower but having the nozzle turned to the right, to the left, where it would give hot water, it activates something.
Okay, so let me ask you one more question. In your master bathroom, you have a sink, correct? And does that sink get hot quickly?
Sure, but maybe not first thing in the morning.
Well, does it take as long as the shower to get hot?
I haven't tested that.
All right, so test that. If the sink gets hot quickly and the only plumbing fixture in the house that's not getting hot quickly is that shower, then you've got a problem with the shower valve. And that could happen. Something could break down inside the shower valve, and it might be that it takes so long to run before it finally lets some of that hot water in because maybe you're waiting for one of the valve parts to expand and just something to jam shut, and it's just not letting the hot water out. So I suspect if you've eliminated everything else is normal, it's just that shower that's not, I'd replace the shower valve. It'll probably save your marriage. Think about it.
Well, at least my hearing.
There you go. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
This is the Money Pit. Thanks so much for joining us this hour. Coming up next, most foundations have cracks, but how do you know if that crack that you're seeing is a minor one or one that spells serious trouble? We're going to find out when we welcome expert Bob Brown, the author of Foundation Secrets, next.
Money Pit.
Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QuickCrete.com. Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like Simple Mat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. Simple Mat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find Simple Mat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
This holiday season, join the all-new tradition of lights and festivities for the entire family at Redding Garden of Lights.
Taking place November 17th through January 7th at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens.
At the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Explore over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens featuring over 1 million lights. Plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, and so much more.
Redding Garden of Lights, presented by Mercy Medical Center, Redding.
Learn more at turtlebay.org.
For as long as anyone can remember, Historic Haas Farms has been the place for the holiday season. Memories that date back to early childhood, filled with wonderful food, music, and friendship. A place where everyone is welcome. In that tradition, Historic Haas Farms has a special treat, Lights on the Farm. A one-mile journey filled with wondrous lights and music. A country odyssey. To make this journey, you'll ride out in country-covered wagons or take the Mighty Haas Express. Sit back and view the seemingly never-ending waves of shimmering lights. Brightly designed by one of our own, award-winning Michelle Van Gant of Redding Lights. So reserve your ticket to ride today. Times and dates are limited, and every Thursday, children 12 and under are free. So don't delay. Order your tickets online at historichaasfarms.com because Christmas lights do more than just glow. They're about love given a long time ago.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Do you or someone you love struggle with PTSD, anxiety, depression, insomnia, OCD, alcoholism, substance abuse disorder, autism, ADHD, brain fog, or traumatic brain injury? At Shasta Meadows Wellness Center, Dr. Tiger and his team offer safe, proven, and effective care, even for those resistant to typical medicine. Learn more about Shasta Meadows Wellness Center. They have IV ketamine or at-home oral ketamine. Ask about the state-of-the-art EEG-guided TMS therapy. This customized, safe, no-side-effect option is effective on a wide range of difficult-to-treat conditions. Visit us today at ShastaMeadowsWellness.com. Don't just get by. Get well.
Call to make an appointment for a free consultation. 530-444-8304. 530-444-8304. Shasta Meadows Wellness Center in Redding.
Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Redding has the perfect gift this holiday season. Car wash packages starting at only $11. They make great stocking stuffers and are excellent gifts for those who are a little hard to shop for. Choose from four different car wash packages. Buy five car wash packages and get one free. Or buy 10 and get three free. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Redding. Quick and clean.
Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Well, most homes have cracks. You know, that's a fact. But whether it's a wall, a floor, or even foundation, some number of cracks are more common than not. But how do you know if a crack is minor or one that's going to spell serious trouble if you don't correctly diagnose and repair it?
Well, Bob Brown is the author of Foundation Repair Secrets. He spent decades working side by side with engineers and scientists to understand why foundations fail, and he knows when it's time to panic. Bob, welcome to the program.
Great. Thanks. I'm glad to be here.
You know, panic is what people do when they see even the slightest crack in their homes, but some number of cracks, like those on walls and ceilings, for example, are pretty typical in every home, right?
Yeah, some cracks are fairly typical, especially in un-air-conditioned areas like garages, and on the outside you're going to get thermal cracks. So, and almost every home has cracks in the floors, all concrete cracks. You can't stop concrete from cracking.
Well, now, if you do see a crack, though, what is like an indication that it could be structural compared to, say, something that's just cosmetic in the sense that it's not really going to cause harm to the building?
Yeah, so there's actually three categories of cracks. There's structural, serviceability, and cosmetic. And almost no cracks are structural. In other words, structural from the strict sense of the word, meaning that it could provide, it endangers the home from structural collapse. I've almost never seen that. Almost all the problem cracks are either cosmetic or what they call serviceability or functional cracks, which have to do with they open and close a lot. They make doors and windows not function right. They let pests in. Those are the kinds of things that cause problems. And foundation repair companies around the country try to kind of obfuscate that a little bit and tell everybody that, oh, yeah, this is a structural issue, when they're not even structural engineers.
It's a lot of scare tactics. Now, when it comes to foundation cracks, do you find that the soil type affects a foundation more than another, like clay versus non-clay?
That's right. Clays are usually the problem soils. Now, you can have settlement from sandy, gravelly soils, and that's a one-time event that eventually, over time, unless added water is added, they kind of stop over time. But clays, they can expand and contract, and they can cause a lot of problems over time.
You know, I live here in the Northeast. I spent 20 years as a professional home inspector, Bob. And one of the types of cracks that we typically see up here is one that's caused by simply by gutters. Gutters that are overflowing or downspouts that are discharging water against the house. And that water just soaks in right at the foundation perimeter. It freezes, it expands. And then over a number of years, it starts to crack and open up that wall. It kind of like you get a parallel crack with the floor. It might start small, but it can get open to, you know, 3/4 inch or more. So do you think maintaining good drainage and the such is really important to maintain the structural stability of the home no matter where you live?
You know, in addition to owning a foundation repair company, I owned an engineering company. And almost every report we tell everybody, drainage is key. It, you know, not only put gutters on your house, but hard pipe it 20 feet away. Those are the key things to remember.
So, Bob, how do you know who the right person for the project is, or at least for guidance when you do see cracks and you do suspect an issue? Is it an engineer? Is it a foundation repair company? How do you know where the conflict of interest might be? Where do you start?
Well, having owned both, I can tell you for sure that you should not call foundation repair companies for two reasons, mainly. Number one, their salesmen are 100% commission. And so they're going to try to find something to sell no matter what. And number two, they're not qualified. They're not engineers. They're, you know, and it really, when we're talking about engineers, we really mean geotechnical engineers. Those are soil engineers. Structural engineers, they're not all that helpful in these situations. People call them a lot and they show up to the house, but they're not really all that helpful. A geotechnical or forensic geotechnical engineer is who you need to call.
You know, the advice I've always given our listeners and my clients before that was that if you have a serious crack, that you should be calling an independent structural engineer for that crack to be reviewed, and if a repair is required, have the engineer specify exactly what has to be done to make that repair. At that point, you can take his specification and go out to foundation repair companies and don't ask them what they think, because frankly, at this point, you don't really care. What you want is a repair company that's going to follow the advice specified by the engineer. And then once that's done, make the final step having the engineer come back and certify that it was done correctly and there's no further cause for any concern. And it also makes sure that the foundation repair company only gets paid when the engineer signs off on it at the end. This is sort of protects you as a consumer. It also gives you sort of a pedigree that if sometime in the future the house goes on the market and an inspector like me goes in and says, huh, this wall was repaired. What happened here? If anyone presented me with those documents, I would tell my clients I'm very satisfied with the quality of the repair and they got nothing to worry about.
Yeah, you hit the nail on the head, Tom. Quite often, the consumers will call out three different foundation repair companies and they get three different plans. And they're not experts. How do they know which one's right? Maybe none of them are right, right? Because none of them are done by engineers.
You make some great points. Bob Brown is the author of a brand new book called Foundation Repair Secrets, and he also is a guest contributor to MoneyPit.com. You can read Bob's post on MoneyPit.com with more tips and advice on how to address these sorts of issues within your own home. Bob, thank you so much for sharing your expertise with our audience. Good luck with the book, and have a terrific day.
Thank you very much. Appreciate that.
Bob Brown, thank you so much for joining us here at the Money Pit. And you know what, guys? Be sure to head on over to MoneyPit.com because Bob wrote a post for us called Cracking the Code, and you're going to get a lot of great information on how to spot those minor cracks before they become major problems. Just ahead, are you getting moisture damage from a window inside of your shower? Well, we're going to share a few ways that you can keep the water away and prevent rot behind the windows and walls.
You live in a Money Pit.
Winter is rough on your roof, but if you think you need a new roof, think again. RoofMax is the nation's number one rated roofer because they've saved over 150 million square feet of roofing nationwide. RoofMax is a safe natural roofing treatment that's guaranteed to strengthen and extend roof life up to 15 years. I've personally witnessed the process myself, and it really works. To find a RoofMax contractor near you, just go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com. Adding a textured surface to walls and ceilings in your home used to be a frustrating and messy project, but DAP's new 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray textures makes this easy. Whether you're taking on a repair or need to match an existing surface or creating a new look, DAP's spray textures make it easy to apply an orange peel, knockdown, or popcorn texture to walls or ceilings with professional results.
DAP's aerosol cans feature a patent-pending AimTech technology that offers a 60-degree adjustable nozzle to easily apply a beautiful textured finish to vertical, overhead, and hard-to-reach areas, delivering a fast-drying, excellent texture match for maximum coverage and truly professional results. Plus, each 25-ounce aerosol covers up to 130 square feet and costs less than $30.
The 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray texture by DAP makes spray texture application easier and more accurate, an ideal choice for both pros and DIYers. Go to DAP.com to find a retailer near you.
Outdoor concrete projects are quick and easy with QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix in the red bag. It's great for setting fence posts, a mailbox, deck footings, or even a small slab. QuickCrete fast-setting concrete in the red bag makes setting posts quick and easy. There's no mixing. Just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak it with water. It sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag.
Wagner Spray Tech is a top manufacturer of paint applicators with a wide array of products like their Control Pro high-efficiency airless paint sprayers.
These sprayers make it easy to transform big projects like exteriors, decks, or fences while outputting 55% less overspray than traditional airless sprayers. They're also easy to use and apply a high-quality finish you'll be proud of.
There are several Control Pro models to choose from. Visit WagnerSprayTech.com to find the right sprayer for your next project. That's WagnerSprayTech.com. Well, he's done it again. Our friend Peter Deich has created another unique kit that makes it easy and cost-effective to change the look of surfaces in your home. The new Marble Dream Resurfacing Kit lets you create real marble vein surfaces in just a few steps with no special skills needed. For just $169, you can cover any laminate, concrete, plywood, or solid surface with a beautiful marble finish. Order your Marble Dream Kit today at DiceCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
The Money Pit is presented by RoofMax, the world's first rejuvenation treatment. Nationwide, RoofMax dealers have saved property owners hundreds of millions of dollars with their guaranteed treatment. Don't replace RoofMax. Learn more at RoofMax.com.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. What kind of projects do you guys have started or almost done or maybe in the beginning phases at your Money Pit? You know, this is like the busiest time of year. You've got so much going on holiday-wise, but then you've got so much going on in your house because you want your house to look amazing for all of your guests that are coming over, and it kind of all combines into this crazy time of year. So let us help you get all of those projects done. Whether you're doing a project yourself, whether you're hiring a pro, we're here to help. We've got a lifetime of knowledge here, and we can help you get those jobs done right the first time. Be sure to check out the Money Pit Podcast.
Follow the Money Pit Podcast at moneypit.com/podcast. Well, if you guys own an older home, you probably have a window in the shower. I know it seems weird, but that's just the way they built homes back then. And by older, I'm not talking about like 100 years old. I mean, it could be a house that was built in the 70s, which there's a whole lot of those out there. So if you've got that, trying to keep the water away is not easy. And if you don't keep the water away, you can get some serious damage as well as mold and rot. And if it gets really bad, I've seen it get into the wall studs, the insulation, and the siding. It can basically be a real mess.
Yeah, it can definitely turn into a real mess real fast. Now, there are a few things that you can do to keep moisture at bay and then prevent it from spreading. First, this one's fast and inexpensive. It involves sort of hanging an additional shower curtain inside the shower, but definitely don't do the whole wall where the window is. Just do the window itself. And you can cut the shower curtain to kind of fit into that window opening. So don't be afraid to make like a teeny tiny shower curtain. And you use like an adjustable tension rod. So, I mean, especially since the shower curtain is not going to be heavy, you don't need a lot of support there. So you can get a tension rod, set that to the opening of that window itself, and then trim a shower curtain to cover that up, and that's going to help you tremendously.
Now, another idea is to simply reslope the windowsill to prevent water from pooling on that flat surface and seeping inside the wall. You can remove the wood sill and replace it with tile that's sloped downward towards the shower so it will drain. You can also remove the wood sill and trim and replace it with PVC, which is great because it doesn't rot. We're talking about products like AZEK. It looks like wood, it cuts like wood, but it does not rot like wood.
Now, sometimes the best option long-term is to actually just replace an existing wood window. Ideally, that window should be fixed, not openable, and made of vinyl or fiberglass because both of those are water-resistant instead of wood, which definitely is not. Now, glass blocks are another option because they bring in natural light into the shower, they give you some privacy, and they offer better protection against moisture. And definitely, glass block does have an 80s vibe to it, but I always feel like in a bathroom that 80s vibe kind of goes away because it's appropriate for the space.
Yeah, you get a lot of light and you get all the privacy. Now, whichever option you choose, be sure to check the seal around the window regularly and dry that windowsill after each shower. If the problem persists and there's already damage, it may be time to remove the window completely and then close up the space after repairing it, or certainly replacing the window with a more modern one that's going to be properly installed and simply not rot. It's a bigger job, but it'll definitely solve the problem once and for all.
Steve in North Carolina, you've got the Money Pit. What can we do for you today?
I've got a cabin way out in the woods here in North Carolina, and I built a bathroom onto it. And this years ago that I've done this, we put a flat roof over the bathroom. And the seam leaked during the last storm very, very badly. When I removed the tiles and I used, you know, the pink insulation in the roof, what do I do?
So all that has to be torn out. Now, you mentioned it was because of a storm. Is this cabin insured? Do you have a homeowner's policy on this?
I do, yes.
You know, that storm damage should have been covered by your policy. Yeah, if you haven't filed a claim, I would definitely do that because it's probably covered. Now, since you had such a bad leak, obviously all that has to be taken out. So you've removed the ceiling. You have to pull out all that insulation. You need to wear appropriate breathing protection when you're doing this and try to control that area, because with all of that mold, you don't want it to get into the house, right? So that's why it's kind of a job for a pro. But, I mean, if I was doing it, I would depressurize the room I'm working in so that there was good ventilation and everything was like blowing out, right? So I would make sure that I manage that. Pull out all the insulation. You're going to need to spray down all of the inside surfaces with a mold inhibitor. There's many good commercial products on the market that do that. And you're going to have to replace that roof. Now, you said it was a flat roof. That's the least favorite type of roof, I would say, because, you know, it's if it's going to be a leak, it's going to happen a lot quicker on a flat roof than any other kind of pitched roof. But you're going to have to replace that. What kind of material did you use? Did you use roll roof on it?
We did, and see, that was my mistake.
Yeah, roll roof is not designed for flat roofs. Roll roof, you got to have at least about a 212 pitch for it to work right, and so. You really need to use a rubberized bitumen or something like that, but choose a material that's designed for flat roofs when you replace this. But I think you know what's ahead of you, Steve. You just needed me to say it. You got to tear it all out. And listen, if you can get coverage because of the storm, maybe it won't cost you as much as it might have, okay?
Okay.
All right, good luck with that project, Steve.
Listen, and before I let you go, I wish y'all would let the trailer music play a little longer. I love your track.
All right. Well, thanks very much. We appreciate that. I got to put that on the website. A lot of folks love that too.
Really?
Everybody loves it.
You don't even know we have like additional verses to it.
Oh, I want to hear the whole thing.
All right. Thanks very much. Have a great day.
Okay. Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
Thanks so much for joining us this hour here at the Money Pit. Coming up, fall is a great time to make sure your home is safe for both you and any visitors. We're going to share some of the most common visitor hazards when the Money Pit returns.
You live in a money pit.
As part of Operation Holiday Salute, Redding Kia would like to express our gratitude to our veterans and those currently serving our country. Since 2006, Redding Kia has striven to be the premier auto dealership in the North State. There's always military incentive rebates on all new 2023 and 2024 Kias at Redding Kia. Test drive the new 2024 Kia Telluride today. Redding Kia, home of the 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. 418 East Cypress Avenue, RedingKia.com.
Do you have that dream of a book burning a hole into your soul? It's not too late to join us for National Novel Writing Month to make that dream a reality. Find us at NaNoWriMo.org to connect. That's NaNoWriMo.org. And of course, this holiday season, we want to thank our troops, both active and retired, for the opportunity you've given us to make these dreams come true. So we give a big salute to our troops.
Stiefel Nicholas, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stiefel has a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Susan Eastman, financial advisor, Stiefel Nicholas. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Give me a call at 530-244-7199. Again, 530-244-7199.
Welcome to the Queen of Dragons Dispensary, your ultimate destination for top-notch cannabis experiences. Conveniently located at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard, Shasta Lake, our locally owned and operated dispensary takes pride in providing you with the best in price, value, and safety. Rest easy knowing that all of our products are rigorously tested for your peace of mind. We champion medical freedom, empowering you to choose what's right for you. At the Queen of Dragons, we house a remarkable selection of fresh, locally sourced, top-shelf indoor premium products packaged daily. Unbelievable value for unbeatable quality. We're open 7 days a week from 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. For exclusive deals and exciting updates, don't forget to follow us on Twitter at The Queen Dragons. Join our vibrant community, The Queen of Dragons Dispensary, where the fire of quality meets the freedom of choice. Visit us at www.queenofdragons.com or call 530-276-9771 to evaluate your cannabis experience today.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Com for details.
Where home solutions live. Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, on air and online at moneypit.com. Send us your questions by going to moneypit.com/ask. We are here to help.
Tiffany from Ohio wrote into Team Money Pit, and she says, we have a slow-running drain in our bathtub. I bought a bottle of chemical drain cleaner from the local store and followed the directions. The water now drains faster than before, but when the tub starts to drain, I hear loud gurgling sounds. What would cause this noise? The house is about 25 years old.
So you may have cleared part of the clog, but you may have revealed another problem. The other problem is that you have a blocked vent somewhere. So if part of the reason that the drain was slow is because the vent is clogged, that's why you're getting the gurgling. The water's still finding a way through, but it's sucking air instead of through the vent pipe. It's taking it back through the drain. So you're going to need to either live with that, or you're going to have a service come out and clear it, because that's the only reason you would get that kind of gurgling.
All right, now we've got Michael who writes, we have a metal roof and like seeing the rain running off. If I put a medium pound rock where the rain falls, will that be sufficient to stop erosion, or should I put plastic under the rock as well, like making a dry creek?
Well, it's probably best to add weed cloth underneath the rocks, but I'd be concerned about all that water sort of potentially impacting the foundation. Another option would be to run a curtain drain under the grate and catch that runoff, and then you can drain it farther away from the foundation. This is a much more effective way to add a drain than what you're thinking of. I would look at the products that are made by Easy Drain. They are sort of a combination drain with some pebbles that surround them and a filter cloth, and they're really easy to install compared to a traditional curtain drain, which requires stone and filter cloth and all those other kinds of stuff to be put in layers. I think that'll be a great solution to enjoying your metal roof and catching that water and moving it properly away from the house.
Yeah, I bet that's really pretty to watch that rain fall down. I like this solution, Michael. Enjoy those rainy days.
Well, you might not even realize it, but one of the most common home accidents is a fall. Well, Leslie's got tips to help you avoid the slips in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word. Leslie?
I know we said fall guests, that kind of thing, but falls and fall, it all is very common this time of year. You know, it really is one of the most common household accidents that send Americans to the ER. But did you know that a third of all of these home accidents you can actually prevent? There are simple things that you can be doing right now to decrease those chances of you and your family members from taking a tumble. For example, if you've got throw rugs, get rid of them. You want to make sure area rugs are held down with double-sided tape or skid-resistant padding underneath them. I can't tell you how many times we see area rugs when we go visit friends and family that are just kind of willy-nilly hanging out on the floor, and they are super slippery. So if you have somebody coming into your home, maybe you're comfortable with that rug that way. You know it's there. You know how it reacts. But somebody who's just stepping in the door once a year, twice a year, they're not going to know that. So definitely make sure you secure those rugs down. And you also know your way around the house very well. You know the spacing, you know the layout, but guests are not going to. So rearrange that furniture for clear, wide pathways around the house. Now, think about your lighting. You know, today's LED lights, they provide a much better quality of light than incandescent bulbs. And you can install night lights, and you can use the highest wattage bulb that's approved for those lamps and light fixtures because, again, guests don't really know their way around your house, and they're not familiar with how everything is. So give them the best advantage. Bright lighting, good task lighting, adjust that. Also, uneven steps. Again, you know them. You know which step going down to the basement is the tricky one, but other people don't. So tighten up those loose railings. Be aware of trip and fall hazards around the house. Let's just try to keep your family safe so we can all have a wonderful holiday season.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Coming up next time on the program, one appliance that you might own and you'll never want to be without again is your garbage disposer. But during the holidays, disposers get jammed more often than any other time of the year. If that happens to you, there's no need to pay a plumber double time and a half. We'll tell you about a super easy way to get it back in action on the next edition of The Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
Hello, I'm Shannon Phillips with the McConnell Foundation. As part of Operation Holiday Salute, we would like to take a moment to thank our veterans and the brave men and women who are currently serving in the armed forces. At the McConnell Foundation, our mission is to help build better communities through philanthropy. We value excellence and integrity, using our personnel, facilities, and financial resources to create and support positive change. We are honored to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
Hey, what's going on in Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRostra. Hamas released the second group of Israelis in exchange for 39 Palestinians imprisoned by Israel. Earlier, the terrorist group delayed the second round of swaps for several hours, claiming Israel had violated the terms of a truce deal. Meanwhile, an Israeli-owned ship targeted in a suspected Iranian attack in the Indian Ocean.
A container ship owned by an Israeli billionaire has come under attack by a suspected Iranian drone. The attack in the Indian Ocean comes as Israel wages war on Hamas in Gaza. The U.S. defense official told the AP that the Malta-flagged vessel was suspected to have been targeted by a triangular-shaped Shahed drone while in international waters. The drone exploded, causing damage to the ship, but not injuring any of its crew. I'm Karen Chanas.
Shoppers hunting for big deals packed malls and stores on Black Friday as retailers tried to entice customers sticking to budgets this year.
Gone are the days when hordes of customers would stand in overnight lines and fight for deals. At Best Buy in Charlotte, North Carolina, shopper Samantha Lynn Bohm was one of the first through the door.
I was actually shocked for being Black Friday that there were so few people here.
Also there, shopper Philip Fisher, who says this year things are a little tighter.
And there hasn't been a lot of the great deals.
At the Lakeside Shopping Center in Louisiana, Nick Guy was taking a break in one of the mall's massage chairs.
Seeing the notifications on what the wife spent on the Capital One app doesn't help, but this chair is pretty comfortable, so that's a plus.
I'm Julie Walker.
Former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin's been stabbed by another inmate at a federal prison in Arizona where he's serving time for the murder of George Floyd. The attack happened Friday at the Federal Correctional Institution in Tucson. News and analysis, townhall.com.
We all know that aches and pains come with simply getting older, but it doesn't mean you have to accept it. That's why I want to tell you about a special lady, Leah from Ohio, and her relief factor story. One Sunday, Leah was sitting on the couch in so much pain, she was literally in tears. That's when she decided to try Relief Factor. Just 8 days later, she found relief, and she continued to get better and better. To quote her, she said, "I am truly amazed at this product. Like me, who after 9, almost 10 years, almost a decade of low back pain, lost that pain thanks to Relief Factor. If you're living with aches and pain, see how Relief Factor, a daily drug-free supplement, could help you feel and live better every day. Get the 3-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. It all comes with a feel better or your money back guarantee. That number, 1-800, the number 4-RELIEF, relieffactor.com.
Maybe you can't buy me love, but you can buy a new book by an old Beatle.
Ringo Starr's latest project is for fans of music and fashion. Beats and Threads is an illustrated journey through the former Beatle drummer's long career, featuring images of everything from his drum kits to his wardrobe. The book is 312 pages long. It has a list price of $80, signed editions for as much as $750. All proceeds will be donated to charity. Jason Walker reporting.
Speaking of the Fab Four, it was on November 25, 1968, the Beatles' White Album was released. Nissan will invest $1.4 billion to update its factory in northeast England to make electric versions of its two best-selling cars. Prime Minister Sunak calls it a massive vote of confidence in the automotive industry in UK. Townhall.com. Cleanup continuing at the site of a Kentucky train derailment.
State officials and crews with rail operator CSX have been working to remove train cars and spilled material at the site of the derailment near the small town of Livingston. They're also monitoring the air for traces of hydrogen sulfide and sulfur dioxide, but there hasn't been any detection of those substances since Thursday morning. The derailment sparked a chemical fire and prompted home evacuations in Livingston. The fire was extinguished early Thursday afternoon. CSX says the cause of the derailment and what caused the sulfur to ignite are still under investigation. I'm Mike Hempen.
Honda recalling select 2023 and 24 Accord and HRV vehicles due to a missing piece in the front seat belt pretensioners, which could increase risks during a crash. More at townhall.com.
This is Carl and Linda Bott. Join us as we broadcast live during the National Finals Rodeo.
Yes, we'll be live from Las Vegas with our morning show of December 6th, 7th, and 8th. We'll be interviewing the leadership of the Professional Rodeo Cowboy Association, stock contractors, and competitors.
We'd like to thank our title sponsor, Redding Rancheria and Wind River Resort and Casino, as we bring these live broadcasts from Las Vegas.
The Redding Rancheria is presenting Native American Night as a kickoff to the 2024 Redding Rodeo. The tribe is grateful for the partnership with the Redding Rodeo Association.
Thank you, Redding Rancheria and Wind River Resort and Casino. And remember, next May 2024 is the Redding Rodeo. Tickets go on sale December 13th at reddingrodeo.com.
News Radio Studios in Midtown Manhattan, giving you opinions and facts with a positive outlook. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the latest moments of the Brian Kilmeade Show. So glad you're here. Final hour on this Monday after what we think it was a great weekend, by all accounts. But definitely a lot going on, fresh off the Patriot Awards. Back in action today. Thanks to everyone in Alabama and Tennessee that came out for Teddy and Booker T. Tom Kersting at the bottom of the hour, a family therapist and the author of Disconnected, Raising Healthy Teenagers. That's the goal of most people. And right now, it's not the case. Did you see the study over the weekend? They basically said it turns out the kids have such a learning deficit, it might take generations to get over it because of the shutdown over COVID. I don't know who said that. How about everyone I know on this station for the last 2 years, many of which were canceled? In a matter of moments, Charlie Hurd will be with us. But first, Big Three.
Now, with the stories you need to know, it's Brian's Big Three.
Number three.
Xi Jinping doesn't care about the economy. He only cares about the capacity to build out his hegemonic power. And so the likelihood that he becomes a friend of the United States of America is literally zero.
All right. Chinese President Xi and President Biden both were ready to put on a happy face after the powwow San Francisco was able to be, a good enough host city for them. And by the way, have you ever seen more Chinese flags in your life? What should our policy be from here on out against our greatest, most powerful rival in our history?
Number two.
Trump's the most likely one of us to lose. But the problem with that argument is that you have all this national polling coming out showing Trump beating Joe Biden, maybe by not as much as, say, Nikki Haley or others, but he's still winning. I mean, even NBC this morning has him ahead.
That's Mitch McConnell's former assistant, Scott Jennings, 2024 unhappiness with the prospect of Biden's reelection campaign builds in all Democratic circles, and polls show Dems have reason to feel sad as Trump picks up major endorsements and a big surge in the polls, while Nikki Haley is emerging as his chief rival, although Ron DeSantis just picked up $2 million over the weekend.
Number one.
We are hopeful that we can get a significant number of hostages freed in the coming days. The less we go into the details, the better the chances of such a deal.
We hope to have the hostage release story somewhere within this show. It would be accompanied by a pause in the fighting and maybe another Palestinian release of prisoners. We will see. We'll look at the war, where it's heading, and the headwinds facing it here in the U.S. and around the world. Charlie Hurt, welcome. Fox News contributor, Washington Times guy. I appreciate you being here.
It's always good to see you.
So your thoughts about the latest poll and what it says. I was shocked, number one. What bothers me as an American, only 20% of the 18 to 34s support Israel in this war against Hamas. That's the most disturbing as an American.
Yeah.
But the most enlightened, the most learned moment for me was 18 to 34s. Trump has an advantage, young people, over Joe Biden. That stuns me.
Yeah, how crazy is that? And that was supposed to, that's usually a Democrat stronghold. That's, you know, where Joe Biden has put so much effort into buying off those votes. And apparently everything, with everything else going on, it's not helping him. But, and of course, I agree with you that those numbers on Israel support are, you know, it's stunning, but it also underscores the real problem Democrats have within their party. This is the end game of identity politics, and this is what you get when you play with identity politics for decades and you do it very effectively. What you wind up with is a situation like this, and you have, you know, Israelis, you know, Israel supporters and Palestinian supporters fighting in the streets.
How about Senator Schumer, Congressman Goldman, Senator Blumenthal, all seeing eye with, drum roll please, Republicans, wondering what's going on with their party and then wondering politically, how did we get here?
You know, I get a little tired of that because, you know, this isn't new. Schumer has known that there was this problem within his party for a long time, and he's never had the courage to do something about it. And whether it is, you know, and Nancy Pelosi, too, you know, Nancy Pelosi has this reputation of being such a an iron, you know, ruling with such an iron fist. And, you know, I think that there is some, you know, there's some validity to that. But on the big stuff, she's not. She handed over the keys to the kingdom to the squad. And so then they're going to sit here now and act surprised that you have that they have this problem within their ranks. Oh, cry me a river. I'm sorry. You should have detected this earlier. You should have done something about it and taken a
or stand up now.
Yeah.
Or stand up now and just say, listen, I got to salute my Republican colleagues.
Yeah. Even now they're not really standing.
Yeah, I don't hear much from Schumer at all.
Yeah. And even Joe Biden, you know, he's obviously making the big picture right decisions about a lot of the stuff with regards to Hamas and Israel. But he speaks mealy-mouthed. It sounds like he's always placating.
Shouting something wrong to the press who are shouting at him because they can't get close to him.
And equivocating between Hamas and Israel. And there is absolutely no equivocation between Hamas terrorists and a free country defending itself.
So right now, President Biden's job approval, according to the NBC poll, 77%. Among Democrats, which, by the way, is too low for him. He's got to get into the 90s with that. Disapproval at 21%. Republicans, 7% approval. But that's incredible. But the independent is the body blow. Yeah. And that's 30% approval among independents. All that playing into David Axelrod, the Wall Street Journal, Maureen Dowd, the New York Times, pointing to, Joe, you're too old. The Wall Street Journal said, you're being selfish.
Yeah, and if you think that he's having trouble at age 81, do you think he's going to be a lot better at 82 or at 86? I don't think that this goes in the right direction for Joe Biden. I think that it only goes worse. And then of course, you know, if you look on the other side of things, the other side of the ledger, you look at Donald Trump, you know, they have emptied the tank on this guy. And if he winds up being the Republican nominee, I don't know how it gets worse for Donald Trump. They have exhausted everything on him.
I know.
He still has
And I was just saying to myself, I'm watching 2 weeks ago on The View, they called him a Nazi, and then they called him a Nazi over the weekend. I'm like, wait, guys, you have a year to call him a Nazi. Shouldn't you build up to something? who made this game plan?
If you're out the door with Hitler, then where do you go from there?
What did he do?
Hitler and Satan. So he'll be Satan by the time.
So who is still supporting him? Obviously, Senator Senator Coons, who replaced him in the Senate, and Senator Richard Blumenthal, cut 11.
I think he is the best candidate for 2024. I have confidence that he will overcome those poll numbers. We're a year away. But remember, even more important than the polls are what voters are doing. In the most recent elections in Kentucky, Ohio, Pennsylvania, they showed that they prefer the Biden record of accomplishment over the mega extremism.
It's fantasy. I mean, they're committed to a fantasy.
And the abortion is a leveler, don't you think?
I think in some cities,
if they're going to do Nevada and Arizona, that could be trouble.
Okay, no, agreed. Abortion is the biggest Achilles heel for Republicans. But step back and look at the big picture. If you look at the Democrat position on abortion and the Republican position, you know, broadly speaking, on abortion, 80% of Americans are in line with Republicans. Maybe 10% are in line with abortion up to the ninth month. Republicans haven't figured out how to make that argument because they're afraid of talking about it and they don't want to engage the issue. And that is a real problem. But and to me, that's my frustration with the Virginia elections. Virginia was a great opportunity for Republicans to really refine that issue and refine how to talk about that issue, because it's really difficult.
So why? What did happen in Virginia? You live there.
Yeah, I think that basically happened was Republicans retreated very early on that issue. They didn't think it was going to be that bad, and Democrats figured out that they could talk about this ban. They used the word ban, which is a lie, but they talked about the ban, and they realized that was very effective. And so they went after Republicans on it, and Republicans basically allowed Democrats to define that issue.
See, I thought the governor was pretty clear.
So,
Youngkin was clear.
So Governor Youngkin was fantastic about it when he started talking about it. But when he started talking about it, his ad came out, 2 weeks after early voting started. And at that point, it's too late. You have to define these issues early, and you can't sleep. The enemy never sleeps. You can't sleep. And I think that they got maybe a little bit complacent. They didn't do as badly as it would appear on paper, but you still Republicans have to overperform in every election.
Okay, I want to bring you to the most interesting part about this election, arguably, and that is the other parties. So the no labels. Probably the most organized. RFK Jr. will be a factor, independent. And then you have Jill Stein, 1% or 2%. Cornel West, 1% or 2%. When every state's decided by 10, 20,000, don't you think it could matter? Here's Joe Manchin yesterday on Meet the Press, cut 12.
Do you think President Biden and Vice President Harris are the strongest ticket to represent the Democratic Party in 2024?
Not in the centrist part, no, I don't. And they know how I feel. I do not believe that they are basically where Joe Biden has come from, and just go back to the campaign. He's been here for long. He understands the system. And I think he's a good man. And we have good conversations. We just disagree. You're going too far left. I can't go there.
And to some, he's not left enough. I mean, the green people are showing up at his speeches yelling at Joe Biden. Do you believe this?
Yeah.
And the squad has turned on Joe Biden, all he did is try to placate him the entire time, gave him so much respect, brought Jay Powell into the White House. So what do you think about, what is Manchin doing? Do you think he's going to run?
All right, first of all, I agree with you that those little 1 and 2 point things can make a huge difference in the election. But big picture, I think that, you know, the idea that no labels is going to go with, like, bozo politician from Central Casting who couldn't run for re-election because he was going to get his tail whipped in West Virginia by Donald Trump.
Is that how you really feel about Manchin?
Yeah. What do you mean? What part of that? The fact that the reason he's not running is because he would lose? That's
right.
Absolutely why he's not running.
No, you think he's a bozo?
Yeah, I think he's kind of ridiculous. I think he's sold out West Virginians by, he did not stand up to his own party on the important issues like this crazy environmental stuff.
Well, he did do the filibuster. He did stop the state's expansion, right?
He did stop
the throwing out of the Electoral College.
And I appreciate that.
And that's nutty stuff.
No, it is very nutty stuff. But the fact that you're right. I do. I very much appreciate that stuff. But I'm also like,
okay, you didn't go the rest of the way.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, I'm sorry. So you didn't light the match. It's like, but just finishes the larger big picture point. Anybody you bring out like this into the general election helps Donald Trump. Because Donald Trump, the reason people like Donald, you know, newsflash, people don't like Donald Trump because he's nice. They don't like him because he's, mannerly and orderly and like a normal politician. They like him because he's, you know, blowing the place up and they want to blow the place up. And every one of these people, we need a calm, rational, no labels candidate. It's like that just takes people away from whoever else is out there.
Well, almost. I think the thing with Trump is the court cases, some of them are so over the top. Like this civil trial, I don't know. I watch the other channels, Charlie. Nobody is saying that there's something there.
Right.
They all know it's ridiculous without actually saying. They have their legal experts on.
Right.
And then we're seeing the Jack Smith thing. You just wait until this stuff comes out about Biden and Robert Hur and these documents. And evidently, they're going to excoriate Biden, but also exonerate Biden.
And
that's going to fuel it, too. The double standard is going to help Trump.
And also, absolutely. But also, look at where these court cases are playing out. They're playing out in places like Atlanta, New York City, Washington, D.C. These are all like failed prosecutors from pretty corrupt places that nobody wants to live. And this is what they're focused on. They're focused on this instead of the and whether you
James
like
sitting in the courtroom all day.
Yeah. And whether you like Donald Trump or not, he talks about solving problems. He runs like a mayor. And that's why sometimes
that's a good analogy.
He makes like constitutionalists a little nervous because he's like, I'm going to fix this. And he says things that he's going to fix that aren't really in his purview. And it makes a lot of conservatives sort of nervous, but some of it is just him talking, but he talks in terms of solving problems. And when you have that versus the correct, and it plays, you know, Joe Biden turns 81 today.
Mm-hmm.
His greatest, selling point has always been his experience. But when the experience gets you, two new wars, disaster in Afghanistan, the rise of Hamas, all of these problems, open border. If that's what experience gets you, then people are like, well, you know what? Actually, maybe we'll go with a less experience.
What I think sometimes is you couldn't do worse if you tried. I mean, it's almost as if he's trying to destroy the country.
Yeah.
And all he talks about is spending when instead of talking about the interest rate on the spending we already have.
Who walks into, and this is not just Joe Biden, this is a Barack Obama thing. Who evaluates the Middle East and says, you know who we want to have control over this? Iran. Who does that? It blows my mind.
Again.
And then everybody was talking about the, you know, after Hamas invaded Israel, everybody talked about, the $6 billion, and then the administration was like, oh, the $6 billion wasn't released yet, according to, you know, some Qatari banker told them that they hadn't spent the money yet, so it didn't, you know, whatever. It doesn't matter. Whether that $6 billion, that's just going to fund the next terrorist attack. Okay, whatever. This administration and the Obama administration did everything in their power to empower and enrich the Iranians.
And then we got the Houthi rebels. We got the militias rocketing our troops.
Yeah.
We have Hamas emboldened and Hezbollah well-armed and preparing to fight at any moment.
Yeah.
Charlie Hurt, where can you see you again on TV?
I don't know. But, if you're on radio, you can't see this. But Brian has played like a power move. His microphone stands up. So he stands up. He's lording over me.
Right.
It's very intimidating.
Lording and a verb.
By the way, it is. Right?
I
think it can be. It's lowercase lording.
Yeah.
But I'm feeling lorded over and very intimidated.
First time.
Yes. Yeah.
How do you feel at home? Do you feel intimidated? Think about that for a second. Back in a moment. Thanks, Joey.
It's Brian Kilmeade.
Paid for by Power Sales University. Individual results may vary.
All right. Welcome back. I have a very special guest right now. He is the world's top sales trainer. His name, Jason Evans. Now, Jason, you told me at the break that you get companies with salespeople a 40% increase in sales in 9 to 12 months flat?
Absolutely, and we have a guarantee.
So why would it be important for companies to even have sales training, especially if they have seasoned salespeople that have been selling for 10, 20, 30 years?
Well, here are the stats. The top 20% of salespeople close 80% of the business, 80% of all sales are closed after the fifth attempt, and 83% of all salespeople don't even ask for the sale once. And why is that? Well, where did anyone in sales truly learn how to sell? There's no degree in sales. Most companies do a day or two of sales training, and usually it's product knowledge. And studies show that 90% of all salespeople have never even read one sales book. So how many sales being lost simply because salespeople are not professionally trained how to sell?
So, Jason, I know we're pretty much running out of time, but if a company owner with salespeople wants to get more information, where do they go? What do they do?
For everyone listening right now, get ready to write down our number, because if you're a business owner with salespeople, I'm going to give you a free 45-minute video of pure sales training techniques that will increase your company's sales within days, guaranteed. This could double, even triple your company's sales. This video is closing, handling objections, and more. Just call us and leave us a voicemail with your email address, and we'll send you this amazing video for free. Call 800-300-5173. This is how to close from A to Z for any product or service, regardless of industry, whether you sell face-to-face or over the phone. Call 800-300-5173. That's 800-300-5173.
Jason, give the number one more time.
800-300-5173. 800-300-5173.
Again, that's 800-300-5173. That's 800-300-5173.
I'm Gianna Gelosi with your Fox True Crime Minute. A man accused of shooting and killing a Maryland judge has been found dead. Pedro Argote allegedly killed Maryland Circuit Court Judge Andrew Wilkinson after Wilkinson awarded custody of Argote's four children to his wife. Argote's body was found in a wooded area of Williamsport, Maryland, about a mile from where the 49-year-old abandoned his car after the alleged killing a week prior. On October 19th, Judge Wilkinson granted Argote's wife a divorce and sole custody of their four kids after hearing testimony about abuse Argote had inflicted on the family. His wife says he once stuffed a towel in their baby's mouth. His adult daughter claimed to be confined to her bedroom. Argote didn't show up for the hearing, claiming he had a headache. That night, he allegedly showed up at Wilkinson's home in Hagerstown and gunned him down in the driveway. The local sheriff says Argote's remains will be sent to Baltimore for an autopsy to determine the cause, manner, and time of death. There's more on this story at foxnews.com. Subscribe to the Fox True Crime Podcast with Emily Campagno. I'm Gianna Gelosi with your Fox True Crime Minute.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Jesse Ed Davis, one of the few successful Native American rock artists, was well known as a session guitarist who recorded solo albums, as well as working with a who's who of major artists in the 1970s and 80s. In a 1972 interview, Jesse discussed recording albums in the heyday of AM radio's programming demands.
To have to consider the fact that you're making a commercial product, have to consider the fact that you have to fit in line with the company's image, you have to consider the fact that you have to try and get your record played on AM radio, is almost an incredible limitation on a person's music. And I really find it very degrading, personally. Do you bend to the way they want you to play, or do you be true to your music, your art? You know, it's so rough.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
I'm Ashley Dvorkin with 9-time Grammy nominee Natalie Grant, whose new album Seasons just marked her third number one on Billboard's Hot Christian Albums chart. The collection has collaborations on cover songs which have inspired Grant.
All of them from different decades and different seasons of my life. And I picked the songs first, and then I started going, okay, who would I want to sing on these songs with me?
Dolly Parton joins for a rendition of Whitney Houston's Step by Step.
For somebody the stature or the caliber of Dolly, she could have just kind of sang a few lines and said, okay, yeah, I love the song. Here you go. I'm going to put my voice on it. That is not what she did. She gave her heart and soul to that vocal. It tells you everything to know about Dolly.
Make You Feel My Love features Grant's daughters, and mother. Grant's husband, Bernie Herms, also her producer and piano player, built a makeshift studio in her childhood home for it.
Honestly, if for nobody else, it is such a gift for my family and for generations of my family.
Ashley Dvorkin, Fox News.
Is 3 hours in radio. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
Hi, everyone. It's just fascinating what's going on in politics right now. We are waiting on any type of announcement when it comes to these the hostage release today. We are expecting the president to pardon Turkey, which is obviously inconsequential, but it just he's got to show that he can still do the job. I can imagine that maybe over this weekend that he might have some people coming up to him with some leverage. And say, Joe, you have to step aside. For Republicans, I would not push it. I'm not saying don't pursue the impeachment inquiry. I'm not saying that. You go ahead, go at that hard and find out what's happening there. But I'm saying that let the Republicans decide how they're going to get rid of Joe Biden. Don't make it easy for them. And just focus on, I don't know, getting on the same page in the House. And don't let Chip Roy, as much as I like him, melt down and say, name me one thing that we accomplished. When Kevin McCarthy actually had an answer to that, and I'll play that in the next half hour. But next, we're going to be talking about your kids, talking about these kids that had hurt so badly through the pandemic. Also, there was easily manipulated with a letter from Bin Laden from the grave that evidently won over people on TikTok to think that America is actually had got what is coming to them on 9/11. I can't believe it. I can't believe the anti-Semitism, and I cannot believe that Bin Laden could pen something of any interest to any young person. You understand what this guy stood for and what your life would be like if he was in charge, especially women, gays, minorities, anybody?
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high price winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson. And find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Hello, I'm Shannon Phillips with the McConnell Foundation. As part of Operation Holiday Salute, we would like to take a moment to thank our veterans and the brave men and women who are currently serving in the armed forces. At the McConnell Foundation, our mission is to help build better communities through philanthropy. We value excellence and integrity, using our personnel, facilities, and financial resources to create and support positive change. We are honored to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive is proud to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute to thank our veterans and those currently serving in the armed forces. North Valley Distributing, serving both the electrical and electronics industries, a one-stop shopping experience. North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive. Call 530-222-1500. 530-222-1500. Proud to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
Considering the purchase of an e-bike, why not get more bang for your buck? Redding Electric Utilities e-bike program offers $1,000 towards an e-bike and $150 towards a lock and helmet for income-eligible applicants. With gas and car prices on the rise, there's no better time to take advantage of the new cycling connections in Redding. Join the movement to save some green while going green. E-biking means more fun, more trails for your tires, and more smiles per mile. Find out if you qualify at cityofredding.org/rebates.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Here at KCNR Radio, we are fortunate to have two well-informed citizens.
Hi, I'm Nick Gardner.
And I'm Doug Janke, and we'll give you the inside scoop of news affecting you.
Tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest, Sundays, here, 8 o'clock.
KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and on your AM dial, 1460.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
Talking. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
So I just read A Letter to America, and I will never look at life the same. I will never look at this country the same. Please read it, and if you have read it, let me know if you are also going through an existential crisis in this very moment, because in the last 20 minutes, my entire viewpoint on the entire life I have believed and I have lived has changed. Please read that entire letter.
So that was one of these idiot influencers on TikTok coming off The Guardian for some reason, decided to publish briefly a letter to America from the dead bin Laden. And it starts resonating on TikTok and being put out there. And you have a whole generation of young Americans who believe that bin Laden was actually right, that we were wrong to support Israel, that we were wrong to go the Western culture of decadence. And I guess not be Muslim in the big picture. It is totally mind-boggling what these kids could be thinking. If they understood what bin Laden stood for and Islamic extremism, what they did and how they treat women or gays, or dare I say transgender, you think they're worried about the pronouns? Tom Kersting might be the only person I know that might understand why kids are attracted to that letter and think bin Laden makes more sense than their parents, their schools, and their country. He is the author of Raising Healthy Teenagers. Dr. Kersting, welcome back.
Hey, Brian, good to be with you.
So when this story pops up, what were you thinking, and what should I know? What am I missing?
Yeah, you know, I saw that, and I saw the whole letter and all that other stuff, and you know, and that influencer put that out there, and you have all these young people supporting it. You know, it's the same thing I've been lecturing about for years, writing about, you know, the idea that our young people are living in this virtual reality. They're living in the cyber world, right? That's become their truth. It's become their reality. And as a result, they're not functioning very well in the real world here.
Right. But they looked at it and said, yeah, it's not right that we're supporting Israel. It's not right that they're so mean to the Palestinians. You know, it's maybe we did have what's coming to us because of our past, with bin Laden's words. Do they not take the time to go, who is bin Laden? And don't I know someone down my block who died on 9/11? Didn't I discover that in school, that we've been at war for 20 years to eradicate the extremism that he represents? How does that not come up?
Well, and that's the thing. It's like, where are they getting their information, right? They're not gathering their information from their own self, and in many cases, even from their parents or their grandparents who have been around and have wisdom. Their beliefs and realities are coming from TikTok, Instagram, and all these other platforms, right? And it's completely hijacked any level of thought, any ability to be a thinker. So, I, you know, there was a great quote by a famous 19th century philosopher, and it goes like this. We are under the presumption that we are thinking, but in reality, we are being thought. And what he means by being thought is that in many cases, our thoughts are controlled for us instead of by us. And when I tell kids all the time, you know, and I'm out lecturing and stuff, I'm speaking to a group of, you know, middle school or high schools, I tell them that if they did the following thing, what I'm about to tell you, every day for the next 6 months, that I believe that the mental health epidemic would decrease by 90%. And that is sitting in silence. Sitting in silence and getting to know what lies beneath. But kids don't do that. You know, they're distracted 24 hours a day. Their brains are being bombarded with information. That's not even real or true half the time. And there's no repose. There's no sitting and exploring the being in the human being part of the human being, and allowing from within, you know, to extract all the resources that we have, which is our gratitude, our life, our family, our skills, our qualities, and so forth. But they're not doing that because they're being thought.
And it's crazy because they just seem to be on the opposite side of every issue in this country. For example, okay, we're a terrible country. George Floyd, a terrible situation, so we have to be racist. Let's wreck the place. Then you come up with this Palestinian cause. Within a day of October 7th, we find out that we have all these anti-Semitic Palestinian sympathizers and who now are making it clear they also agree with Hamas. But do they really even understand enough to do this? We're not saying support your hometown team. We're saying we're presenting this story that has not been front and center for 20 years. Since the Oslo Accords, this used to be in the paper all the time during the Clinton years. It hasn't really been percolating around. So why do they all of a sudden feel passionate enough to storm out of their school, to spend their weekends taking over bridges and doing this?
It's like a collective consciousness, a follower mentality. I'm just going to do what everybody else does. I'm not going to think for myself. So I was driving my daughter to school. She's 17. She's a junior. A couple weeks ago, you know, like I think a week after the October 7th incident, and she goes on to tell me that a girl that she knows, okay, just committed to go to an Ivy League college, right, for soccer. And I know the family, and they're Jewish. And I said to my daughter, I said, their parents are actually going to send her to one of these schools? I mean, that's really how I feel. That is how I feel. You're really going to do that? You know, when you see all these things taking place, all the hostility, the anti-Semitism taking place on these specific college campuses, and you're going to send your kid there? I'm not.
And you would actually do that. You're at this point, Tom, where if I asked you 10 years ago, my kid got accepted to an Ivy League school, Penn, Dartmouth, Yale, Harvard, you would say, congratulations. You know, you've already separated yourself from the masses. Now you'd say, think twice.
100%. I mean, if it was my daughter got in, honest to God, Brian, if she was accepted to, first of all, she's not going to apply to any. But if she, let's say she did and she was accepted, I wouldn't allow her to go to one of those schools. I don't want her to go to a place where, you know, where all of this, you know, indoctrination is getting into her head. I want her to go to a good quality school. Yeah, obviously that teaches education, but also teaches values. It teaches even faith. You know, I'm a Catholic. I'm a fan of, you know, private Catholic colleges because there's something about it. You know, there's something still there. Not all of them, but a lot of them still exist where they're teaching values, morals, principles. Those are the important guiding lights to any society. And, you know, a lot of these, you know, highly, quote, elite schools, which I don't believe are really that elite anymore between me and you, aren't doing that. And, you know, you have a kid that starts there. you know, one way and leaves in a completely different progressive manner, which is just not healthy.
So, you know, when this all happened and the anti-Semitism popped up, especially here at Columbia and New York and NYU, you saw a lot of these CEOs come out and go, listen, I'm going to rescind their application. If I find out that they're protesting for the Palestinians against the Israelis days after a massacre like we have not seen in modern times, you're not going to do it. And now I think that if you got out and it said Columbia on your resume and it said honor student, they might not make it public. They might not say, okay, you're from Columbia, that's it. That application, that resume is going to be passed along. Excuse me, put it on not interested file.
You know, it's so funny you said that, because I just had this conversation with a friend of mine the other day, and that's what I really believe is happening and is going to happen, and we've seen it happening. But at this point, you know, these, quote, elite institutions, right, what's going to happen when these kids graduate in a few years, right, and they apply for a job at some financial company or something like that? All I know is if I'm the CEO or the decision maker, you know, as a 51-year-old man, and I see that, I'm going to think twice about that. I'm going to say, wait, is this person really smart, right? Did they get in there because they're smart, or are there other variables that got them in there? And B, are they going to be a pain in the butt, thorn in my side, complainer when they start working for our organization, and also feel, you know, entitled where they think they should be, like, you know, the president of the company within 2 to 3 years with barely any experience? I mean, that's what we're seeing.
Crazy. True. And now, as you look at colleges, let's get rid of the SATs because they're biased. Now in New York, people might have their own version around the country, I'm not sure, but they have a Regents exam. So if you're in physics or you're in math of geometry, no matter where you are, the smallest town, the biggest city, you're going to take the same Regents exam. And it's a way for colleges to know if this person can do it at the SUNY system, or this person can do it if I get them in because they're an athlete, or they can't do it because their grades might be good. They might have low threshold with grades. The teachers might be very generous. But when we all take the standardized test, we know how we compare. So they're getting rid of the SATs. Don't know why. ACTs. Don't know why. Get rid of the class rank. It might make people feel bad. I might be 200 in a class of 320. That might hurt my self-esteem. Get rid of class rank. And now get rid of the state reasons exam. What criteria are we looking at? What incentive is there to even study?
Yeah, right. And what happened to meritocracy? And what about kids, you know, equity admits, right, that get into some elite school and they might not be smart enough to be there because they got a 900 on the SAT, but they're there because they didn't have to submit scores. Now, what happens to that kid? What if they can't handle, you know, the curriculum in that university? Which, to your point right now, you're starting to see they're lowering the standards. And you can't lower the standards on important things like math, physics, engineering, medicine, and so forth. You can't do that without having a total collapse in the system. It just can't work.
And I think fundamentally people should understand what this country's set up for. They give you an opportunity to be successful, however you define it, but not outcomes, not outcomes.
That's right. And that's what, you know, Martin Luther King championed that, right? Equality, you know, equal rights for everybody under the law. Everybody has the same rights. That's what equality is. Equity is equal outcomes for everybody, regardless of merit or skill.
So I listened to some parents say, well, it's really not fair because I could afford to send my kid to a tutor for the SATs and inner city kids can't. Let me tell you something. Number one, if that kid has to go get a Barron's book on their own, they are showing that they're going to have the drive to be overwhelmingly successful. Number two, they got YouTube. Tom, I know you're a valuable teacher and you work for valuable teachers in schools, but you could get a tutorial on almost anything today, how to put together a hot water heater. So you could go set yourself up in courses, and that struggle it takes to log on to Hulu, we'll log on to YouTube and check it out and maybe get some successes from people online or go, let me tell you how to succeed in the SATs my way. You have the resources. You know, there's no computer the size of a room and you got to wait in line to sign up for it and your school can't afford it. It's on your iPhone.
Yeah, well, everybody, it's true. I mean, the resources are there. It's not like, oh, just rich people, you know, can go get private tutors. And furthermore, you know, when you hear that, that's actually nonsense. Because when you talk to anybody that has done all of this, gotten tutors, studied their butts off, and let's say they got a 1250 on the SAT, the kids study 24 hours a day. They're not going to get that score to a 1600. It's just not part of their skill set.
No way.
It's like, you know, teaching somebody, like, go outside and shoot free throws in basketball, you know, for 8 hours a day, even though you're not very athletic, and keep doing that, and you're going to become an NBA player. It's not going to happen.
So Tom Kirsting's our guest, Dr. Tom Kirsting. He's a family therapist, does a lot of extensive work with teens. He wrote a book about it, a couple of books about it. So there's a study that came out last week that shows, well, on average, the students lost 35% of learning that they normally would have had they not been home during the pandemic. And we know how much extra time, and you've been on, how much time people were kept home for the 6 feet apart because some teachers were worried because some people wouldn't get vaccinated and other schools couldn't get the ventilation system. And the whole time we're saying, wait a second, there's a downside to not being in school. Well, don't worry about it. We got Zoom. And, yeah, kindergarten are on Zoom. Sure, that's really going to work. And you see how hard most of these teachers, 99.9%, had to work so hard and be so creative. Teachers' conferences over the phone, over Zoom. Classes every day where kids would just pop off and go to Dunkin' Donuts and find a way to make them accountable. Well, on average, it was 35% of learning. Number one, if that's a parent listening to me right now and they think their kid is in that category, what do they do to catch up?
Yeah, I mean, just like anything else, the only thing that a kid, you know, any kid that has fallen that far behind, they got to put it in fifth gear and just start studying more and more and more as hard as they possibly can to try to catch up. Go for extra help. Do anything you can. Get a tutor, a free tutor. Go online. And furthermore, you know, in addition to the academic loss, major, major social and communication losses.
Oh, yeah.
And particularly lack of gains and advancement for younger kids that are sort of stunted now, you know, as social, emotional beings.
Yeah, they got out of the routine and said, what, do I really need school? And how many kids, my daughter's age, she's now a junior, is college really necessary? I don't know. I don't want to go through it. And there's a different question there, but I got out of the routine of even going to school that I've been doing since kindergarten, since preschool. And they realized life went on. Don't they know enough? So now they're 20, 21 years old. They have no idea what they're doing. Not even some of them would have been great college students. But they got out of the routine. It's like, at least acknowledge you screwed up. At least acknowledge and just do it, lengthen the school year or something.
Yeah, you know, and you look at, you know, the cost of somebody. I have a whole chapter in my newer book, Raising Healthy Teenagers, about college and the cost and all that stuff. And you just look at the return on investment. I mean, somebody, you know, you're spending $80,000 a year to go to some, you know, private school, and you're getting a degree that doesn't really even hold any kind of a job that's associated with that degree.
Right.
And now you're just you know, saddled with, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars of debt that's going to continue to accumulate with interest and you're never going to be able to pay off, you know? And that's the other thing, too. Like, what, you know, this entitlement mentality. Like, why is everybody entitled to go to, like, if you can't afford something? I couldn't afford. I commuted to college, to a local college. My parents had no money, right? And I turned out just fine. And I went to the school. It was good. I got a good education. I made the most of myself. I paid my way through graduate school all on my own at a state school while I was working. You know, I didn't have this, oh, I got to go to, you know, I'm entitled to go to, you know, Harvard or something like that. You can make the bet that regardless of where you go, it's what you do with where you're at, not with where you are at.
There were two,
and that's the bottom line.
There were two schools, believe it or not. When I went, the highest was like Syracuse at 22,000. Ithaca was like 18,000. That would be like the cheapest school possible today. And I could not be, financial aid loans could not get there. So I went to a really good school. It was my third choice, but played soccer there. And I had a great experience. Still have some great friends today. But I never said, woe is me. Too bad I can't go to my school. My friends have so much more money than I did. That was just reality. So what?
The exact same thing that happened to me. The school I wanted to go to, my dad sat me down and said, I can't afford it. Go to this school, the one I went to, St. Thomas Aquinas. I played baseball there.
Yeah.
It was like $6,000 a year, and I got a little bit of money, and we were able to afford that. But, you know, I was fine with it. You know, I had a lot, tremendous amount of respect for my dad and everything he did for our family, my mom as well. And, you know, they imparted on my siblings and I the most important things in the world, faith,
gotcha.
Family.
Exactly. Tom, I'm going to have to end it there, but it's always been great talking to you. I know our audience benefited. Thanks so much.
Yeah, thank you, bro.
Back in a moment.
You're with Brian Kilmeade.
The Holiday season has arrived, and the team at Omaha Steaks has got you covered. Go to omahasteaks.com and take advantage of 50% off site-wide during their Black Friday and Cyber Monday sales. Plus, when you use code SIZZLE at checkout, get an extra $30 off your order. Score delicious deals on tender steaks like their mouth-watering bacon-wrapped filet mignons, or cozy up with easy-to-prepare meals and carefully curated gift packages. That's omahasteaks.com. Promo code SIZZLE at checkout. Minimum order may be required.
Omaha Steaks, America's original butcher.
A healthy weight, more energy, and smooth, regular bowel movements. Three things everyone strives for.
It's me, Chuck Norris. There's one really important thing we don't talk about enough. Our health. Achy joints, digestive issues, weight gain, and fatigue. We're told these are normal signs of aging. So working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick.
Morning Kick is a revolutionary formula combining 10 different supplements in one. Probiotics that help you lose weight. Prebiotics for digestion. Superfoods for muscles and joints. And several of the most powerful anti-aging supplements on Earth. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, focused, and help manage stress.
Anybody can achieve great health regardless of their age.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com. Use code BODY or text BODY to 511-511 and claim 40% off today.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee.
Text BODY to 511-511. Morning Kick.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Roundhouse Provisions.
At Consumer Cellular, you get the same exact coverage as the largest carriers, but for up to half the cost. Same thing, up to half the cost. Up to half the cost for the same thing. 50% the money for 100% the same thing. I hope I'm making myself clear. Consumer Cellular. When freedom calls, we're here to answer. Call us at 1-888-FREEDOM.
Half the cost savings based on cost of Consumer Cellular single line 5GB data plan with unlimited talk and text compared to lowest cost single line postpaid unlimited talk, text, and data plan offered by T-Mobile and Verizon May 2023.
Saving you money, I'm Hillary Barsky. Saving $1 million can seem like a very unattainable goal without the help of a family inheritance or a lucky lottery ticket. But the good news, it's actually possible. But it's going to take a lot of hard work and years of financial discipline. Some ways on achieving your $1 million target include making lifestyle adjustments to decrease overall spending. It could be something as small as making coffee at home versus buying Starbucks every day to buying a used car outright instead of taking out a hefty loan for a new car. And don't take on more debt, and max out your 401k and invest as early as you can. A good starting point is with low risk investments like money market mutual funds and bonds, and have multiple streams of income. It can be difficult to build wealth from only one source, especially early in your career, and automate your savings. If you do, it creates a positive financial flow where you're saving money and building wealth without any extra effort on your part. Saving you money, Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
This is House Call for Health. The American Cancer Society wants 5 million current and former smokers to get screened for lung cancer. The Cancer Society updating its guidelines for screenings and saying about 5 million current and former smokers ages 50 to 80 who've been smoking 20 cigarettes a day for more than 20 years should get tested. The previous screening recommendation was for those with a 30-year pack-a-day history who either currently smoke or quit smoking less than 15 years ago. Lung cancer is the overall leading cause of death in the U.S. It's the most diagnosed malignancy for both men and women, with lung cancer most commonly occurring in people 65 or older. The American Cancer Society estimates its updated recommendation would lead to 21% more lung cancer deaths being prevented compared with the current recommendations. The updated guidelines posted in CA, a cancer journal for clinicians. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
He'll make your head spin. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. Just to wrap up this hour, Joe Biden's going to have some introspection to do over the next week, decide if he's going to run or not. Because then if he does not run, and there's no indication he's not going to run. The people around him want to run. For some reason, his wife wants him to run. His family wants him to run. I think part of the reason is, too, he can exonerate his son. Because they are zeroing in on him and his family, no doubt about it. The other reason is he's just thinking to himself, I can beat Trump, beat him last time. The guy's got a bunch of indictments, probably behind the scenes. He was making sure it happened. I could take him. And the other story is just make sure you do your research on Israel. You understand that if there is a single civilian that loses their lives, they're not happy. Not one. No, nor are they ever targeted. But they have an obligation to their people to make sure that 790 civilians of theirs aren't killed and captured in raw blood. Babies aren't cut out of the womb of their moms. And this attack never happens again, period. And the only way to do that is do what we did to Al-Qaeda and ISIS. Kill them all. And they have no courage. They hide in caves and they hide behind people. They go to hospitals, they go to mosques, they go to children's centers. And now Israel's got to go south. Just don't be the one that forgets who's right and wrong. That's my advice. Make sure you watch me tonight. I'll be on with Brett Baer talking about Teddy and Booker T. And I guess whatever Brett has on his mind. But I'm sure it'll be most of the show just about the book.
Paid for by Christian Care Ministry.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for health care. And here's why. Not only is it open enrollment for a lot of people, it's also a time you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. For many families, switching to MediShare saves about $500 a month, which is a game changer for a lot of people. But what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the member satisfaction rate compared to health insurance. Double. MediShare is a proven thing, too. For over 30 years, it's a Christian community of more than 400,000 members. And here's the thing, too. If you join before November 30th and you mention the promo code SHARE, you'll get another $150 savings. So I'll give you the number here in a second, but just call. You'll get a price within 2 minutes. And again, the deadline's November 30th. So call now and you'll save even more. Here's the number, 855-51-BIBLE. That's 855-51-BIBLE, 855-51-BIBLE.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org, and they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockster. War-weary Palestinians in Gaza have returned to the streets on the second day of the four-day ceasefire.
In northern Gaza, the focus of Israel's ground offensive, Palestinians crunched over rubble as they navigated the war-torn streets, some still searching for the bodies of their loved ones who are missing. At the Indonesian hospital in Jabalia, bodies lay in the courtyard and outside the main gate. In southern Gaza, the ceasefire comes as more hostages are expected to be released by Hamas after they were captured in a deadly attack on southern Israel on October the 7th. I'm Karen Chamas.
Shoppers were back at it yesterday for the Small Business Saturday, which encourages shoppers to spend their money locally.
The Brooklyn Boutique Closet Rich is full of pretty clothes and accessories, but no one is shopping yet on Small Business Saturday. Still owner Star Adams is not worried.
People may not be able to afford it on Saturday, but they can afford it next Tuesday or next month. So that's super important to me, treating everybody great when they walk through the door.
She believes customer service sets smaller businesses apart.
I don't compare myself to larger businesses because every time I go to Macy's, I can't find someone to help me. You can always find me right here and I can help you.
Adams has been in the community she loves for a year and a half and hopes to keep going.
And people like having me here, so you have to buy things. That's the key.
Julie Walker, New York.
One of the world's largest icebergs is drifting beyond Antarctic waters after being grounded for more than three decades. That according to the British Antarctic Survey. The iceberg measures roughly 1,500 square miles. That's about three times the size of New York City. and Honda recalling select 2023-24 Accord and HRVs over potential seatbelt problems, which could increase injury risks during a crash. More at townhall.com.
You all know that aches and pains come with simply getting older, but it doesn't mean you have to accept it. That's why I want to tell you about a special lady, Leah from Ohio, and her relief factor story. One Sunday, Leah was sitting on the couch in so much pain, she was literally in tears. That's when she decided to try Relief Factor. Just 8 days later, she found relief, and she continued to get better and better. To quote her, she said, "I am truly amazed at this product. Like me, who after 9, almost 10 years, almost a decade of low back pain, lost that pain thanks to Relief Factor. If you're living with aches and pain, see how Relief Factor, a daily drug-free supplement, could help you feel and live better every day. Get the 3-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. It all comes with a feel better or your money back guarantee. That number, 1-800, the number 4, relief, relieffactor.com.
Rescue efforts for 41 workers in a collapsed Indian tunnel are on hold.
Rescuers have been working by hand to remove debris after the drilling machine they were using broke down a day earlier. The machine, known as the Auger, stopped working as it made its way through the debris of rock, stone and metal. The operation was halted as rescuers tried to rethink how best to free the men. Arnold Dix, an international expert assisting the rescue team at the accident site, said it's unclear when the drilling will be able to start again.
The machine is busted. So, it's irreparable. It is destructive.
He added,
"Now the mountain has again resisted the auger."
The workers have been trapped since November the 12th, when a landslide caused a portion of the 2.8-mile tunnel they were building to collapse. I'm Karen Chama.
Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Rhonda Rockstra. There are growing efforts underway to stop food waste.
A number of states are working to keep food out of landfills over concerns the waste is taking up too much space and posing environmental issues. Globally, about a third of all food is wasted, but in the United States, it's 40%. California and others have passed laws requiring food waste to be composted, while others require supermarkets to redirect food to pantries. They say it saves landfill space, also gives poor families more choices. Jason Walker reporting.
Artificial intelligence is a huge part of the armed forces, and it's growing. Pentagon piloting pint-sized surveillance drones, helping Ukraine fight Russia, and predicting when Air Force jets need maintenance. The Pentagon initiative is to field thousands of AI-enabled drones by 2026. More at townhall.com.
Reef Fire Radio will be broadcasting the morning show 7 to 9 a.m. live from Las Vegas to the National Finals Rodeo December 6th, 7th, and 8th.
Brought to you by our Bronco sponsor, Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Shasta Regional supports the Redding Rodeo, which is a member of the National Pro Rodeo Hall of Fame.
Shasta Regional Medical Center was founded in 1945 and is honored to serve the North State for over 77 years.
Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website, havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Fox News headquarters in New York City, the most approachable radio host in America. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the latest moments of the Brian Kilmeade Show. Come to you from 48th and 6th in Midtown Manhattan, a couple of days before Thanksgiving, and it feels like a couple of days before Christmas. It is unbelievably cold, but that's why we're indoors. We turn down all opportunities to go out on the patio.
Varney and Company, we're going to do a simulcast there. Dan Bielak will join us from Ukraine. Man, is that white hot right now with us. Anyway, Benjamin Hall just went over there, the site in which he got blown up, almost died, lost two of his crew members and our colleagues. Went back and interviewed President Zelensky for an hour and a half. We got a cut from that. It'll be on special report tonight. So Dan Bielak, inside the war that's ongoing. And Bob Cusack on 2024, I'm going to focus a little bit on the House with him. I was stunned to find out how bad things got for Speaker Johnson. Listen to The Daily on the New York Times yesterday. So let's get to the big three.
Now, with the stories you need to know, it's Brian's Big Three.
Number three.
They are beefing up the budget for diversity, equity, inclusion, and accessibility training. You look at the 2022 budget for that, $68 million. 2023, $86.5 million. The 2024 request is for $114 million plus $700,000 and change.
So you can... You don't think that would be better off giving our troops a raise, helping with recruiting, getting bullets, getting bombs? No. We're talking about equity. We're talking about diversity in our military, costing millions of dollars at a time in which we're being challenged all over the globe. That cannot stand.
Number two.
I don't think that there is going to be a change here in the nominee. In that NBC poll, 77% of Democrats picked Biden for the nominee. He wants to run again. He is running. So I don't think there's a plan B.
Mark Penn, a political pundit, expert, pollster, also somebody that got Clinton elected, knows the Democratic Party. 2024, more polls show Trump is too strong perhaps to stop as the old label might be too much for Biden to overcome. We'll review all aspects of 2024, including the GOP fractious attempt to protect their house.
Number one.
This puts, I think, exposes clearly Hamas's lies. They've been saying for weeks that they've got no military installation there under the hospital. But I think it's time the whole world now admitted Hamas has been brutalizing the people of Gaza. Mm-hmm.
Mark Regev, spokesperson for Benjamin Netanyahu. Now we know hospitals were headquarters as captured Hamas terrorists reveal on camera they dress like doctors, nurses, and hid among the sick, which is why they are targets in Gaza and why they're hitting a hospital right now. That is the number one story. Bob Cusack joins us now, editor-in-chief of The Hill. Bob, first off, how stunning is it to see the Democrats fractured over this the President Biden's correct position on Israel?
Well, I tell you, Brian, you know, it's something that Democrats have been disappointed in President Biden before. They wanted Build Back Better. They wanted a $3.5 trillion bill. At one point, Bernie Sanders was floating $6 trillion, and they didn't get they got the Inflation Reduction Act, which was obviously cut in half, and they were upset by that. However, this issue, the Israel-Hamas issue, is one that I think a lot of Democrats on the left, they are not going to forgive Biden. And that's a big problem for them. And in that cut you played about, you know, 77% of Democrats want Biden to run, that's actually not a great stat. I mean, if it was Obama at this point seeking reelection, it's probably 97% of Democrats. So he's got a party unity problem. And as we all know, the party down the stretch that's most united usually wins.
Right. And by the way, 30% of independents support him. That's the key. So yep. You're right. That is key. He needs 90%. He got 7% among Republicans. But so many people seem to be coming out just on this Israel issue. How underreported it seems to me, maybe you're in Washington and it isn't, that the DNC headquarters was basically raided. Six cops get hurt. Protests against with congressmen on the inside like Brad Sherman. These are Tlaib. People wanted to marginalize Tlaib. Why is she doing such crazy things? I don't know why she wants to be in this country personally. But there's a lot of people who are just as extreme as her.
Well, listen, if you watch the video of that, there have been a lot of peaceful protests on both sides of this intense debate and argument. But that was not peaceful whatsoever. And the proof is in the video. And it is striking. And obviously Democrats who were stuck in that building, the DNC building, which is right by Capitol Hill, it was startling. And to get them out of there, that's a real problem. And honestly, Brian, I don't see this stopping. Obviously, the war is going to be continuing, and hopefully we get all the hostages out. But the conflict is going to be continuing. And it's fair to say, especially because this was Israel's 9/11, that this is not going to be a short-term war, and it's likely to go into the election year, perhaps deep and perhaps beyond. This is not a good thing for Biden. Obviously, he didn't start the war, but at the same time, he was promising things would calm down. And, you know, the world, the people, if you look at the polls, they're not happy with the economy. We got two wars raging, and he's got to defend his record this time around. That's why this 2024 is totally different than 2020. He's got to run on his own record. COVID is over. He's going to have to be on the campaign trail. And honestly, he has not been very media accessible, as you know, Brian.
I mean, major stories, major decisions being shouted at him as he's walking away onto a plane or helicopter or into a beach house. And he shouts, are the hostages about to be released? Yes. Yeah. Whoa, wait a second. The President of the United States just say a deal for the hostages is imminent. And then you go back to the Israelis, you go, no, we don't think it's imminent. And then 2 days go by and nothing happened. Because he's disrespecting the press, walking away every day. And I know Trump was the other way, never walked away from a camera, and people love to just fight with him, and we've all seen that with the chopper in the background. And we have another guy that just doesn't, rarely ever walks over, does not do sit-down interviews, and still at the same time wants to convince people he's not too old to do the job. I don't think he can have it both ways. And you know the one thing that's changed, Bob? You can no longer say Trump can't win. He might win the primary, but he can't win the general. CNN, New York Times, Fox News, Harvard, the Harris poll, all have Trump beating him head to head.
Absolutely. And that's, you know, that is something that you have to have free media. The first time I interviewed Trump at Trump Tower, his staff said, okay, you got 15 minutes. We asked tough but fair questions. We got 80 minutes. He gave us three subsequent interviews from Trump Tower before he won the White House. If you're going to run for the White House, you've got to go for it. You can't be careful and just get in the White House. Ask Hillary Clinton about that. And Trump is going for it. He's media accessible. And honestly, you're totally right about the narrative, which had been frustrating me for months, because I've talked to Democrats who seem way overconfident even months ago that Biden, well, he won last time, so he's going to win again. That race was extremely close, came down to like tens of thousands of votes in several states. So this is something that Trump can easily win, and right now he's in the lead.
Right, but they're trying to say is not that he'll be right wing. They'll say he's dangerous for democracy. He is Hitler, and now they're saying that. We read the Atlantic magazine story. I just went over with the audience. They're saying he's too old because he makes the whole story. Trump is really old. Okay, because he likes the Rolling Stones and Elton John, shows he's dated, because he thinks about the Cold War, communism, and Marxism. Really? Do you think that is not a theme today? So I just – and the reference that his older sister died and his younger brother died, more indications that he's old. I'm reading this story. I can't put my jaws on the ground. So, I mean
– Yeah, no, listen. I mean, and it's something, too, that I think the White House is totally misplaying this issue about Biden's age, because obviously that's why some of these stuff about Trump's age. I know DeSantis has gone after Trump a little bit on his age. And sometimes it's really not age, it's how sharp you are. Bernie Sanders is older than Biden, but in a lot of ways, you know, he's sharper. He just is. And everyone makes mistakes on the campaign trail, whether it's Trump or Biden, but age is a significant factor. I think the White House should be embracing its underdog role instead of saying, just as Biden says repeatedly, watch me, watch me. Having all the candles on the, you know, I heard Carl Rove this morning. That doesn't work. And I agree with him that that's not the way to play this. You should embrace the underdog status as Obama did. And he ended up winning.
So, Bob, we talk a lot about the president, but I want to talk about the House and the Senate. And the House got a huge problem making money, earning money. And those 22 days didn't make people want to donate, obviously, without a speaker. And then we find out when they did the CR and the two tiers that Speaker Johnson did it, he got a warning from the Freedom Caucus. You better not do that again. I mean, how many votes did he lose? 70, 80 Republican votes to do it? And now he gets a warning? He had no choice. He could have shut down the government.
Absolutely. No, absolutely. I think Mike Johnson led. You know, a lot of Democrats were very skeptical. They mocked the two-tier, which is really not that complicated if you think about it, just basically two deadlines of extending the government. And Democrats went along with it, just as they had gone along with Kevin McCarthy's effort to not have a shutdown. Obviously, the conservatives want more, and they're always going to want more. But at the same time, Johnson, I think, got a victory there. The problem is you got to convince your own guys you got a victory, and a lot of them think they got a loss.
So I understand donations to the House campaign has lagged big time. The National Republican Congressional Committee raised slightly more than $5 million in October. Now, latest report underscores their cash problem. They reported are having $37 million in the bank end of October, but trailing the Democratic counterparts by $10 million at this point in 2021. At this point in 2021, the Republicans had $67 million in the bank. So they got to make up big time. And Kevin McCarthy is the workhorse. And I think McCarthy would be willing to help, perhaps, but I'm not sure. I mean, I'm not sure what McCarthy's role. We're in unknown territory with him.
Well, we are, and it's so bizarre to have two former speakers still serving in Pelosi and McCarthy. And we don't know what McCarthy's future is. He knows and has shown that he can raise money. This is a real problem, though, and not surprising that donors were turned off by the chaos with the speakership and finally getting one with Johnson. Remember, the House is barely in Republican hands. So that's why this election is so important. Beyond the presidential, which is basically a toss-up, so is the House. So is the Senate, though I'd give an edge to Republicans in the Senate based upon the map. But that's everyone wants money, and I'm sure the Senate Republicans are telling donors, well, give us money instead of the House Republicans. But they all need money, and I think Johnson, they've recently announced a new fundraising mechanism for Speaker Johnson. That was issue number one because he's not a big fundraiser. But once you're Speaker, you can raise a lot of money, and that's what he's going to be doing.
Yeah, it was very interesting. I know that the Democrats believe they have the House just to go for the taking. Lee Zeldin's fanning out in New York to try to keep the seats he helped win in New York. And there's going to be other people, I think, that are not going to be voting just on abortion. It's going to be on inner city and immigration. What do your stats show, and what is your feedback on those top issues?
Well, Zeldin is a very smart political operative, and he knows that the path to the majority goes through, if Democrats are going to get it, through New York and California. New York in particular, Republicans did well in the last election based on the crime issue. So now this is a presidential election year, so obviously New York and California are blue states, though these are more conservative, independent districts. But these are a lot of toss-up races. So this could go late in the night, and we may not even know who's going to control the House for a week plus after the election, if it really comes down to it, because it's going to come down to, I think, a handful of seats, and that's going to decide it. And that's why the money is so important.
Yeah, I guess so. It will come down to that. I'd like to ask you about two candidates, Tim Sheehy in Montana and Dave McCormick in Pennsylvania. What is your early assessment on their campaigns? I know Republicans' path to the majority, that would help grease it.
Yeah, listen, the Democrats have almost no margin for error in the Senate because of the map. They really can't pick up any seats. They say they're going to try to take out Ted Cruz and Rick Scott. I think that's really unlikely. So they are just playing defense. And you mentioned Montana, Sheehy, solid candidate, taking on Tester, who has survived in a red state, Sherrod Brown in Ohio. It's going to be in a tough race. Pennsylvania, Dave McCormick, who lost to Oz, Mehmet Oz, last time around, he's going to be the guy to take on Bob Casey. So Democrats are going to have to basically run the table and defend all these seats. Why? Well, because of the map, but also because Joe Manchin's not running. So the Republican seat in West Virginia is clearly now going to be a Republican. That makes it a 50-50 Senate. If Republicans win one more, they get the Senate. So I think the chances are highly likely that Republicans are going to win the Senate. But remember, a lot of people thought they were going to win the Senate last time, and they didn't.
Right. It depends on the quality of your candidacy. What about Arizona? Does your indications, Bob Cusack, we're talking about Bob Cusack of the Hill, indicate that Sinema will stay in? Because I don't see the infrastructure around her, because she left the Democratic Party.
Yeah, I think that's a fascinating race, because you got Gallego as the Democrat, where's Chuck Schumer going to go? You know, he's been working with Sinema. I think Sinema is going to run. She has a fair amount of money, but as you say, a lot of donors, because they're Democratic donors, and she left the Democratic Party, are now giving to Gallego. And then you have Kari Lake running, who has been, you know, kind of had a contentious relationship with the Republican establishment, but that has warmed recently. So I think this is a toss-up race. I would be shocked if Sinema doesn't run, and that could split the Democratic vote. So that's a potential pickup. Certainly for the GOP, but that's going to be kind of an unusual and odd race.
Right, and of course it'll take 3 weeks to count the votes. I don't think they've done anything to improve their voting like Florida went ahead and did, and we think Georgia did too. Bob, fascinating, especially at this point. There's so much up in the air, and now we have all these other parties from RFK to the No Labels to Jill Stein and the Green and whatever – Cornell West is doing, I'm not sure, but all 1%, 1%, 2% could really make a difference.
Totally could make it a difference. And if you look at the returns in right. various states, it could totally make a difference. So this is going to be a crazy election, that's for sure.
Bob Cusack of The Hill.
You're with Brian Kilmeade.
Want to know how to get the same cell coverage for up to half the cost? Well, instead of spending a fortune building and maintaining their own cell phone towers, Consumer Cellular just pays to use the same towers as the largest carriers and passes the savings on to you. Pretty smart, huh? Consumer Cellular. When freedom calls, we're here to answer. Call us at 1-888-FREEDOM.
Half the cost savings based on cost of Consumer Cellular single line 5GB data plan with unlimited talk and text compared to lowest cost single line postpaid unlimited talk, text, and data plan offered by T-Mobile and Verizon May 2023.
What if you could help end cancer without even leaving your driveway? You can do just that by donating your unwanted vehicle to Stand Up to Cancer's Vehicle Donation Program and give it a new purpose. Your old car, truck, motorcycle, RV, or boat can help fund innovative cancer research. Donating is simple and easy. We'll even tow your vehicle for free. Call 844-866-7822 or visit standuptocancer.org/cars to learn more.
A healthy weight, more energy, and smooth, regular bowel movements. Three things everyone strives for.
It's me, Chuck Norris. There's one really important thing we don't talk about enough. Our health. Achy joints, digestive issues, weight gain, and fatigue. We're told these are normal signs of aging. So working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick.
Morning Kick is a revolutionary formula combining 10 different supplements in one. Probiotics that help you lose weight. Prebiotics for digestion. Superfoods for muscles and joints. And several of the most powerful anti-aging supplements on Earth. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, focused, and help manage stress.
Anybody can achieve great health regardless of their age.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com. Use code BODY or text BODY to 511-511 and claim 40% off today.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee.
Text BODY to 511-511. Morning Kick.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Roundhouse Provisions.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
A successful rescue mission in Montgomery County, Maryland, makes today's Dean's List. A 31-year-old man with Down syndrome who was missing for almost a week has been found. Rashawn Williams' family was losing hope after he had wandered away from his caregiver and was last seen hopping on a bus. After long days, police finally found him in a locked corridor at a nearby metro station. A station manager had spotted him alive and well. They think Rashawn had gone into the area and the door locked behind him. He remained there until rescue crews found him. After being taken to hospital where he was treated for dehydration, doctors gave Rashawn a clean bill of health. His family says they are relieved and grateful to have him back, and it's a miracle he was healthy despite not having water or food for so many days. So to everyone who helped find Rashawn and bring him home to his family safely, thank you. You all made the Dean's List. Janice Dean, Fox News.
This is House Call for Health. You may want to skip the salt shaker after a new study shows a link between salt and the risk of type 2 diabetes. Sodium content in some foods is already high, so adding more salt can increase your chances of developing a new type 2 diabetes called mellitus, or T2DM. The study out of Tulane University followed more than 400,000 adults from the UK and their salt intake for nearly 12 years. Researchers say the results showed over 13,000 cases of type 2 diabetes developed among participants who usually added salt to their diet, compared to those who rarely used salt. The study, published Wednesday in Mayo Clinic Proceedings, is the first to investigate a link between high salt consumption and type 2 diabetes risk. And although the study's authors say more research needs to be done, they add it's never too early to start searching for low-sodium ways to season your favorite foods. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady. Fox News.
This is Fox News Talk.
Headline Rewind.
1972.
John Dean.
I guess I'd have to say that was probably the opening act of one of America's great tragedies.
Elvis had a hard time dealing with mother and the little girl that I was to him. To show any kind of vulnerability or insecurity to me was not macho. It was not something that he felt I should see. So our communication was horrible.
We mourn our Israel friends, victims of this brutal assault. The Olympic flag and the flags of all the world fly at half-mast. The greater and the more important the Olympic Games become, the more they are open to commercial, political, and now criminal pressure.
News as it happens. News as it happens.
This is Fox News Talk. Is 3 hours in radio. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
Hey, we don't have much time, but just want to come back and tell you, I went a little long because I just find this whole season, 2024, it's not even 2024 yet, it's so fascinating when you think about the individual races. You would think in the Senate, for example, if the Senate flips, it's going to dramatically change your life. Number one, don't have to worry about the filibuster being busted again. You don't have to worry about being added two states in some haphazard fashion. You don't have to worry about packing the court. You have to think, even if a Democrat becomes president, and hold your tongue, because if it's Joe Biden, we are in a lot of trouble, more than you can ever imagine. But they're not going to be able to jam down these nominees that are just left-wing activists who are checking a box. You know, they even stopped some of them anyway, thanks to Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema and others, and a couple of others, sometimes intermittent sober Democrats. So that's why I think Tim Sheehy as a special operator, I believe a Navy SEAL, should destroy John Tester. John Tester never took the heat that Joe Manchin did, and he should have. He never stood up and was a moderate. He would claim to be a moderate and vote with Joe Biden every single step of the way. And in Pennsylvania, it's hard to imagine on paper a better candidate than Dave McCormick, who now has experience, taking on Senator Casey, who never does anything, just votes along with the party, never see him taking a leadership role. And then you have a guy that serves in the military, went to West Point, went to war, was in the Department of Treasury, then became a self-made success story, multimillionaire, and now wants to be senator. Have at it.
This holiday season, join the all-new tradition of lights and festivities for the entire family at Redding Garden of Lights.
Taking place November 17th through January 7th at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens.
At the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Explore over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens featuring over 1 million lights. Plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, and so much more.
Redding Garden of Lights, presented by Mercy Medical Center Redding.
Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at shastacollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at shastacollege.edu.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Redding, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Harvest savings and decorate your home for the fall with unique decor from Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage on Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway Center in Anderson. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage features unique antique tablecloths, napkins and runners, placemats, silverware and serving trays, plates and glassware to decorate your Thanksgiving table in style. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Redding has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Unique opinions. Hear it all on the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back. Tim Tebow's in studio, and for the first time, officially, I'm meeting his wife, to me, Lee Tebow.
Are you kidding?
Brian.
I sat next to you on a plane 2 weeks ago.
But I've never met you together.
That's fair.
Right?
Yeah.
But and I never was formally introduced.
But let's be honest, Brian, you didn't even know that Demi was sitting next to you on the plane a couple weeks ago.
Well, I knew she was important. And Carly Shimkus is in studio, too,
Wait,
Fox News.
There are a couple things I need to say right now. First of all, how could you not know that this gorgeous angel was sitting next to you?
I know.
And also, about 30 seconds before we went on air, he said, all right, so sorry to ask, is the pronunciation of your name Demi? And she said it's Demi.
Yeah.
And you said, I'm going to get it wrong. And guess what? You got it wrong.
All right, good. So let's talk about something important. What brings you guys together at this time with Thanksgiving just hours away?
Mm-hmm. Well, we're so fortunate to be able to partner with Price.com, something we believe in so much because it's an all-in-one savings platform that helps people save money, make money, or make money matter.
That's right.
And they do it with coupons, with advanced comparison shopping. They do it with cash back. And then there's over 200,000 nonprofits that are a part of it that with the money that individuals save, they can choose to give back to those nonprofits if they want.
Or they can buy another pair of shoes that we probably don't need, but there is the opportunity to give back to
And we think it's really special.
Yeah. Now, Carly, you don't like this program.
I'm sorry, what?
I'm trying to create controversy.
Oh, okay, got it. No, I am pro-price.com, and I am pro-giving back
you
to
are.
The less fortunate. So we just had Demi and Tim on Fox and Friends, and I didn't know that Price.com was as cool as it was,
it's
where you
really
could choose.
Cool.
You could choose to spend money on something that you've been hoping for, or you can give back to a charity. And your charity is one of the 2,000 that
200,000.
Are affiliated. 200,000.
So, and they vetted them, tried to find so many of the best nonprofits to put on there. And so they even, just like they want to match you with the best, whatever you're looking for, what your favorites, they do the hard work for you. They've also tried to do that with nonprofits to find good ones that, have passed so many of the certifications and criterias. So it makes it easy for people to shop, but then give back.
See, a lot of people want to give back. They don't know how. You're saying you go here and it'll lead you there.
That's right. And one of the things I love so much about this platform is it's done the work for you. It saves you time. One of the greatest gifts we can give around this time of the year is the gift of time, right? And so instead of going store to store, platform to platform, trying to find the best price, they have done all of that work for you so that you can have more time with your family. And they also have a ton of essential shopping, places.
Yes.
A grocery store. Costco's on there. You know, this time
Hotels,
of the year.
Hotels, flights, whatever.
Yeah. Everything that you need this time of the year to be able to be with family. They're making it easier
impactful. Yeah. So how are you guys celebrating Thanksgiving?
Well, we saw your report a little bit earlier about all the flights getting canceled, and we're like,
we're making it home.
Wonderful. Yippee. So first we got to actually get home.
Get to the airport.
And then we have a few hours at the house, and then we will go to the Iron Bowl for TV, for doing that for college football, ESPN, and SEC, which that's in Alabama. And then we will be heading to Gainesville for the Florida State game Saturday night.
Because he's getting honored in the Hall of Fame. That I said that completely wrong,
but
no, you don't know anything about football.
No, but I know a lot about rugby. So
Do you care that he's getting the Hall of Fame?
Of course I
do.
I
just want to make sure.
No, she's super supportive. She just doesn't know what it means.
She doesn't know the rules.
No, she doesn't know the rules.
She doesn't know the rules of the game.
I don't know the rules.
She's doing okay with that.
One time we were at the national championship when Alabama was facing Clemson, and this is when Clemson upset Alabama, and she's like, Why are they standing there?
Like,
and I was like, baby,
it's a
TV timeout. Because in rugby, it's just nonstop. It never stops.
I think that's a valid question.
What is?
I do. When they say the game is 80 minutes, it's 80 minutes, not 3 hours.
Yeah, I know. Football games are long.
Yeah, we do. So we say 60 minutes, and it's really like 3.5 hours.
No way.
Yeah, that was famous in my house. It was like, is that the 2-minute warning? So can you hold on for dinner? It's like, no, because it's going to be an hour, and showing up, it's an hour.
It's so true.
So what does it mean? You hate attention on you when pointing out your personal accolades. You're all about team. But this has got to be a good feeling, Tim.
Well, it's humbling, but it really is. Whenever you get an individual word like this, and it's not trying to be humble, it really is because of all the support, the amazing players, the amazing coaches, the support of my parents. The support of so many people, amazing receivers and offensive line and great defense. And it really is. And I know people just say that because it's supposed to be a catchphrase, but it's true. And
especially in football.
especially in football. It's not, there is no individual awards because it takes everybody to get it done. That's one of the reasons I feel like it's such an amazing sport, is because it actually teaches teamwork. It's not just about you. The only reason that you can get six in the end zone is because 11 people came together for something bigger than themselves.
Wow, that's awesome. I've never thought so seriously about how important sports are until I had a son. And I was thinking about his future and how important, especially with social media and screen time and bullying, how important being outside and being a part of a team is. And I know it's done so much for your future, and it's brought you to where you are today. And there are so many kids that maybe don't have a good home life or don't have a good structure to support them, and the only thing they have is a sport.
Oh, so many places. I just got to speak for a nonprofit two nights ago that is doing amazing work and helping kids get off of the street because of sports, and they're using that as an avenue to encourage, inspire, make a difference
in their
life.
Don't be a part of the gang, be a part of the team.
That's right. And it really does make a massive impact.
Yeah, I mean, it teaches you determination. I'm not a pro athlete by any means, but I love playing sports all through high school.
What'd you play?
I played field hockey, and I've got a scar to prove it. So love playing field hockey, love running track. But what I love about sports is like how unifying it can be. You know, in South Africa, we have a national team, which is something that I miss a little bit in the United States. You know, when the whole country only really gets to rally behind one team, like for the Olympics, because football is every state is kind of a little bit different. But you know, sports can be so unifying.
Yeah. I mean, think about what it just was for the Springboks in South Africa. They just won the World Cup a week, 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, a month ago, but
They did a movie when you guys first won the World Cup. Mandela was the president. I saw the Invictus was unbelievable.
It was.
Now we
have
Invictus games.
That way, it's still that way. And to be able to, you know, just have everyone rally behind the same cause, behind the same team. And
because it gives people something that is bigger than themselves that they can unify around. And so some of the other things that divide us aren't as important as the things that unite us.
That's
because we have one vision, one common goal, and we rally to that.
So you're holding a soccer ball in your hands, and with me, soccer, I've played since I was five.
Yes.
And the one of the things I give credit for in retrospect, like I was one of the few Americans playing. Like in our town was, but when I went to college and was playing, I was one of three Americans on the team, 4 years. We could different guy, 25-year-old Israeli fighter pilots. You don't have any racism because, oh, he's from Somalia, he's probably going to be a forward. He's from Greece, he's probably going to be an outside back. We have a guy from Ecuador, he's going to have great ball control. We just thought about the characteristics of the game. You talk about getting over race and all this thing. You play sports, you don't care what's going on.
No doubt. Do you know many places that I have been around the world where you drop this in a street, you drop this in a field, you drop this even in an empty hallway, and all of a sudden you get people unified and they start playing and kicking a soccer ball, and it's incredible. And I think that's one of the reasons I never got the chance to really play or understand the game a lot growing up.
You would have been great.
I'm sure very good.
it is so unifying. I've seen it in so many places. One of the areas we get to serve, they're using this game to help bring kids from gangs into playing this game of soccer, and it really is changing so many lives.
You do so many positive things, both of
you. You won your Heisman as a sophomore?
Yes, sir.
That's the first time I met you. You had a cast on your arm.
I did.
You had a cast on your arm, and you came in, and I go, this guy looks so young. You still look very young.
I was like 19.
19, You came in, and like, but you had such composure about you. You were very good with public speaking. Did you work on that?
Well, I wouldn't say I necessarily wanted to, but I am so grateful. My parents always put me in places to try to communicate, science fairs and history fairs and church plays and testimonies at church in so many places. And
we grew up in the mission field.
Yeah, and we grew up overseas and we had the chance to speak and share in those places. And I'm so grateful because you're so nervous to be able to communicate. But one of the things that my dad told me that I'll really never forget is, Timmy, why do you feel like you're so nervous? And I would say, because I want to do a good job. And he'd say, okay, that makes sense. But do you feel like you have something to share? You know, this is when we're getting to share our faith, get to talk about Jesus. Do you know him? Yeah, Dad, I know him. Do you believe that that's a great message to share? Yeah, Dad, it is. So, Timmy, why wouldn't you? Is it because you don't want to help other people, or are you too nervous about how you come across?
Changing your mindset.
And it changed my mindset, and it's just
not about me.
It's not about me.
It's about the message.
But when you, so many times we are, it's how I look, how I come across, versus this amazing message we get to share of free grace.
Yeah. Well, I think raising a child is a little bit nature, but it's a little nurture, but it's also a lot of nature as well. So it's testament to both
her kid's name is Brock. If that's not a quarterback, I don't know who is. I mean, you've got to be kidding me.
How much time do we have? Can I ask one more question?
Real quick. Yeah.
Okay. So my husband's a big...
I answered for him.
Yeah. Sorry. I also want to know what it was like growing up in South Africa. I hope I have time for two. But my husband's a big Michigan fan.
Okay.
Who do you think's going to win?
Oh, it's the big game, right?
I know.
It's so exciting. I wish they didn't play it at noon, though.
Like, why? Noon games are great. Oh, you want the night game? I want to get the pain over with, because it's so nerve-wracking, even just to watch for me, because he, like, rides the highs and lows so much.
Well,
I'm sure you understand.
Yeah. I mean, wait, if you were with us on Saturday night when we were watching Florida State, you'd be the same way. That's why we need help trying to find perspective through the game. I think it's so exciting. I think it's great for college football. Yeah. Rally so many people together. I'm excited for the game.
We'll see.
It's crazy because, you know, all the Harbaugh stuff and everything that we're still trying to kind of wait to find out what actually everything means. I haven't, you know,
heard signals.
Heard the latest and everything, but it's going to be fascinating.
Yeah.
I do think that Ohio State's going to be very ticked off for the last couple of years, and so I think both teams have a big edge to play for.
Tim Tebow, Demi?
Yes,
let's go.
Yes.
Demi Tebow.
Nailed it. All right, I look forward to seeing you in Ponte Vedra. If you want to come over and you need a place to stay and hang out if you're at the club, I know you don't come from that part of town.
Hopefully when we're on a flight,
you'll recognize us. You know?
Absolutely. Yeah. WOKV is our big fan. They're the local station in the area. Thanks so much for coming by, Carl.
Thank you.
All right.
This was fun.
Thanks, right. WOKV.
Right. You don't even need me. All you need is you three. Back,
know,
Tommy Mulroy's next. Back
you were the glue.
Educating, entertaining, enlightening. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
Paid for by Power Sales University. Individual results may vary.
All right. Welcome back. I have a very special guest right now. He is the world's top sales trainer. His name, Jason Evans. Now, Jason, you told me at the break that you get companies with salespeople a 40% increase in sales in 9 to 12 months flat?
Absolutely, and we have a guarantee.
So why would it be important for companies to even have sales training, especially if they have seasoned salespeople that have been selling for 10, 20, 30 years?
Well, here are the stats. The top 20% of salespeople close 80% of the business, 80% of all sales are closed after the fifth attempt, and 83% of all salespeople don't even ask for the sale once. And why is that? Well, where did anyone in sales truly learn how to sell? There's no degree in sales. Most companies do a day or two of sales training, and usually it's product knowledge. And studies show that 90% of all salespeople have never even read one sales book. So how many sales being lost simply because salespeople are not professionally trained how to sell?
So, Jason, I know we're pretty much running out of time, but if a company owner with salespeople wants to get more information, where do they go? What do they do?
For everyone listening right now, get ready to write down our number, because if you're a business owner with salespeople, I'm going to give you a free 45-minute video of pure sales training techniques that will increase your company's sales within days, guaranteed. This could double, even triple your company's sales. This video is closing, handling objections, and more. Just call us and leave us a voicemail with your email address, and we'll send you this amazing video for free. Call 800-300-5173. This is how to close from A to Z for any product or service, regardless of industry, whether you sell face-to-face or over the phone. Call 800-300-5173. That's 800-300-5173.
Jason, give the number one more time.
800-300-5173. 800-300-5173.
Again, that's 800-300-5173. That's 800-300-5173.
I'm Dana Perino, co-host of The Five and co-anchor of America's Newsroom. Join me for my brand new podcast, Perino on Politics. Listeners of Everything Will Be Okay will gravitate toward this podcast too. Every Monday, I'm going to talk to people I trust in politics as they tell me what they're seeing and thinking in the 2024 election cycle. As they prep me to cover the upcoming election, they'll prep you, the voters, too. Make sure you subscribe to this series on FoxNewsPodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts, and leave a rating and review.
Well, they say there are certain things that shouldn't be brought up at the kitchen table, but not here at the Duffys. So pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
And we're going to share some real-life solutions as well to the everyday issues that you all talk about. And we're going to talk about some of those things that we agree on.
And some that we don't.
Download From the Kitchen Table, the Duffys, at FoxNewsPodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts. From the Fox News Podcasts Network, the Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day, going far beyond the headlines, tapping into the massive reporting resources of Fox News to provide a full picture of the news of the day.
I'm Dana Perino.
I'm Brett Baer.
I'm Maria Bartiromo.
I'm Brian Kilmeade, and this is the Fox News Rundown.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts. From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey, this is Trey Gowdy, host of the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Every Tuesday, you'll hear what's on my mind. Plus, every Thursday, there's a special bonus episode where we answer the questions that are on your mind. Make sure to spend your Tuesdays and Thursdays with Trey. Subscribe now at FoxNewsPodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts. Hope to see you.
America's listening to Fox News. The fastest 3 hours in radio. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
You know, we have a lot of people come on from different walks of life. They usually have points of view. There's also great biographies, and one of which is my next guest, Tommy Mulroy, president of Soccer Marketing and Promotions, longtime soccer player. He's got a brand new book about his life. It's called 90 Minutes with the King being Pelé, How Soccer Saved My Life. I've known Tommy Mulroy, he's older than me, much more mature, for years. And he's always been a legendary player, and he's an unbelievable juggler. There's nothing he can't do with a soccer ball, but I did not know half the story until I read his book, and I thought I knew him, and you will love this story if you're looking for a great pert story, and also how sports can really shape somebody's life, even if it ends up not being the living you make. This is the book to get. Tommy Mulroy, welcome to the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Hey, thank you for having me, and happy Thanksgiving to you, your family, your audience, and I hope you just have a great turkey.
So, Tommy, you don't have to be a soccer player to enjoy this book. You're in a situation, single-parent family, essentially, and you stumble onto the sport of soccer. How did it shape who you became, and why were you so driven to be good at it?
You know, there's a lot of reasons. The book is there's probably teachers rolling over in their grave that I wrote a book, just to be honest with you. It started out to just be about soccer because I was blessed. I never saw a soccer ball until I was 12. And when I was 19, I was playing against the greatest player in the world in Yankee Stadium, right up the road from where I grew up. So it was kind of like a dream come true. But getting there was quite a journey. And the book talks about the journey and how lucky I was. If I think anybody that has a mom that's like sacrifices for you and is a dedicated person and just is behind you, even when things aren't going good, you'll be able to relate to this kind of a book. If you grew up during the Pelé era and you loved him and you knew what he did for our sport, put it into the mainstream, these are the kind of things. And unfortunately, part of my journey, there was drugs, alcohol, addiction in the family, and you got to deal with all those things, you know, and you try to stay focused, and sport kept me on my road. And, you know, today a lot of kids think you can come to practice twice a week and still be a Messi or a Pelé, and they don't realize what the dedication is, and I think the book's a little bit about that, too.
Yeah, I mean, back then when you were talking about growing up in the 70s, people were outdoors. They're always playing. It's what you were doing. Were you up to no good or were you playing a game? And that's what it did in the New York area. And then you end up becoming a fantastic player, marking Pelé, having a chance to play also indoor. And then you became president of the Fort Lauderdale Strikers and won an NASL championship. But what did the impact of Pelé have on your life?
Well, he was kind of a North Star, you know, if you will. He was the one that kept me straight when I was, like, falling off or going to the wrong crowd. I always found my way back to the good crowd. I was lucky. Life, also, a lot of life is luck. It's how you deal your, you know, how you take the cards that got dealt to you. But having good mentors, the soccer coaches I had growing up, so anybody that has a mentor that you know when you look back kept you on the right road, was there when you needed them. Mine were always soccer coaches. And that's what the book's about, how you can pass it on to other people and how important a sport can be, or something else. It could be music. It could be something else in your life. But, yeah, originally it was just going to be a soccer book, and as I started getting into it and I told my brother's story, who wasn't as lucky as I was, and my mom's story, and, you know, it just turned from a soccer book into a life book.
Right, and your brother did not have sports, and that was an example of how close you came to maybe going with the wrong crowd. You had a few brushes with, you know, getting beat up a couple of times, but you always found your way back to soccer, and you found a way, a ride, when your family had no car. And today you'd have trouble playing because most youth sports demand big money. I mean, to play youth soccer today, you need a couple thousand dollars a season, maybe more.
Yeah, it's crazy. The pay to play has just got a little bit out of control. I mean, yeah, and back then, if I didn't have a ride, I hitchhiked. If somebody else didn't have a ride, our coach literally packed 15 kids into the back of his van. And when we went through a toll and, you know, the Triborough Bridge, he threw his drop cloth over us so the guy in the toll booth, you know, wouldn't see how many people he had in the back of the van going to a soccer game in the city. So, yeah, it's a different day. I'm not allowed now. I run a 2,000-kid soccer club down here in South Florida. And, you know, if a kid needs a ride home, he's not allowed in the car with me, right? You know what I mean? So
yeah.
There has to be two kids, and what happens if you drop the first kid off, the second kid's in your car? I mean, it's so different today. Today's world is just so different.
Gotcha. Go to SoccerTom.com. Find out about everything that Tommy Mulroy's up to. Also, order the book, 90 Minutes with the King, How Soccer Saved My Life. It's about soccer's the focus, but it's really about kids getting a purpose early. Thanks, Tom.
A healthy weight, more energy, and smooth, regular bowel movements. Three things everyone strives for.
It's me, Chuck Norris. There's one really important thing we don't talk about enough. Our health. Achy joints, digestive issues, weight gain, and fatigue. We're told these are normal signs of aging. So working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick.
Morning Kick is a revolutionary formula combining 10 different supplements in one. Probiotics that help you lose weight, prebiotics for digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and several of the most powerful anti-aging supplements on Earth. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, focused, and help manage stress.
Anybody can achieve great health regardless of their age.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com. Use code BODY or text BODY to 511-511 and claim 40% off today.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee.
Text BODY to 511-511. Morning Kick.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by...
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.